What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hey, this is Chi.
And Mini Del Macho.
I'm super tired from my vacation.
I think we're all hungover.
Yeah. I try to give myself a one day after vacation to like rest up, but I can't afford it right now, so I'm going straight to work tomorrow. Actually, I'm working right now, in a way.
Yep, we are doing this at the last possible minute, so this will be out late Tuesday.
Wait, today's Tuesday?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we put it out tonight? Okay.
Yeah, because we release our episodes on Tuesday.
How's that work, Bobby? So you put it out, and then how long does it take till it's actually available?
Usually it's like a half an hour, maybe an hour. I don't know. I never really pay attention. Within the hour, typically. Yeah.
So just cutting that right before midnight mark, huh?
Yep. Going to make it right in time. But I know a lot of people are hungover. A lot of people are tired because it is New Year's Day, officially 2019. So it'll be an interesting episode. But we got a good amount to talk about and our game of the year. So
yeah. Hey, thanks, Josen, for the sub.
Yeah, and if you're listening on Tuesday, then Happy New Year's. Did you guys have a good New Year's?
Yeah, man. It was good. I was in Rosarito, Mexico, right? Which is usually full of like 16-year-olds getting fucked up. So I was like, I don't know if it's going to be the right crowd for us. But then we went to dinner and just stayed at the restaurant, and it was great. Like, we had a really good time. It was like it was an eclectic crowd, but it was just fun. It was really, really fun.
That's awesome.
And we met some friends, and then they hung out with us all weekend too, just random people, you know, like a couple.
Oh, it was cool. Nice. Yeah. Okay.
How about you, G?
For me, I mostly worked throughout New Year's, but when I wasn't working, I was out celebrating with the girls, so had a wild girls' night.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Was up really late, and then had about 3 hours of sleep and worked, and then now I'm here.
Damn.
So I'm on
hardcore
fumes.
Sometimes it's hard, guys, but we make it. It work. What'd you do, Manny? Did you say?
No, I didn't do anything.
Did you stream
up
at least or something? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You want to get into it?
Yeah, might as well.
It's a somber note.
Yeah, this time next week, I will be on the road moving to Texas. So this is, I got maybe one more podcast in me, and that's it, boys.
That's sayonara to many. How long were you part of the podcast?
I started in January, so January to January.
Exactly 1 year.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right.
We won't forget you. Not right away.
Right. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So you have your pickup truck. You're going to put your bike in the back of it, and then you have your moving boxes on the side.
Get a trailer and move it. Yeah.
Are you all trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my motorcycle in the back of that, and then that's like a 24-hour drive, man.
Yeah. So you're going to stop plenty of times, obviously.
Yeah.
You'll do it in two.
Yeah, 2 days.
Yeah, 12 and 12.
Yeah.
Although it's going to be slower than you think because you have the trailer.
Well, it's actually like 20-hour drive, so I'm factoring another five into that.
Speed limit is 55 miles an hour, by the way.
In California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well,
damn.
Yeah, we're going to miss you, Minnie. Yeah. And good luck to your new endeavors out in Austin.
But more on that next week, right? If you make it.
If I make it next week, for sure.
We'll do Sunday. Everybody cool Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't want to cry right now.
Save the tears. All right. We want to plug our Patreon here. I'm hesitant to say it, but we're working on a new shirt. We've got an idea that we're pretty happy with, but
it might be a game changer. Who knows?
Game changer t-shirt.
Way to spell it out there. All right. So hopefully that'll be happening soon. And if you are a Patreon, at what tier you get a t-shirt? What is it? $5 tier?
Yeah.
What a deal.
$2. I think you get a shout out and a green color on. If you're a Patreon of any sort, you get a green color on our Discord and a shout-out. And if you do $5, you get a t-shirt. And hopefully you stick around for 4 months so we get our money back. And if you do 10, you get multiple t-shirts. If you do 25, we got to do that thing. I got to send, 28 or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
You get to get some game time with us. You get a signed poster and you get t-shirts. And for $200, you get to fly out. You have to buy your ticket and hang out with us. So there you go.
All right. All sorts of deals.
Hey, Bobby, what are these different sub tiers? Do we have more than one?
On Twitch, there's three tiers.
Do we? Oh, we have three?
Mm-hmm. Everybody has three.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you do, like, it's $5 for the tier one, $10 for tier two, and $15 for tier three. Is that right?
No, I think it's 25.
25. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And you get different emoticons or emojis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can remember what our tier two and tier three are. But yeah, thanks
for the $25 fucking Mini. Will motor on over to your house and blow you.
Included in the cost. All right, so let's talk a little bit about about some video games here on the radar. So some games that have come to our attention, not a whole lot this time of year. This is not a time of year where people are really announcing a lot of stuff. This is a time of year where people are buying a lot of games. So the only thing I got for this is Mega Man 11. I noticed it was on the Steam Winter Sale for $23.99. Big Mega Man fan, played a lot of those on the original Nintendo, even though this is totally not my genre. I'm thinking about getting this one. I'm really on the fence, but I don't want to buy it unless I'm going to play it immediately. So I still don't know yet, but it looks so good. I mean, it looks like,
damn, that looks cool.
Yeah. It looks like they did everything right here.
What are the reviews like, Bobby?
I think they're overwhelmingly positive, very positive. Not a whole lot of people playing this game, really.
Hmm. How's it on Metacritic? Don't you have it on here?
Mm-hmm. Embedded? Should be. 81 on Metacritic.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And how long until that Mega Man live action comes out?
Oh, who knows? Live action?
Yeah, remember we talked about it with Jim Carrey?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, that was Doctor. Sonic, dude.
That was Sonic.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
Who? You're the movie guy, Bobby. Who would you get to play Mega Man?
I don't think it matters. He wears a suit of armor and a helmet.
He's got to have very nice eyes.
It's kind of like the Judge Dredd problem. When they got Stallone to play Judge Dredd in 95, they were like, look, we can't pay Sylvester Stallone, you know, one of the biggest action stars, to be in a movie and just cover his face with a helmet the whole time. And Judge Dredd, if you read the comics, he never takes off his helmet ever. Mm. Like, that's a
But he took thing. It off a lot in the movie, right?
Yeah, in the movie, he's like, the half the movie is walking around without one. So a lot of people that were fans of Judge Dredd didn't really like that. But if you notice in the new version, Dredd, I think came out in 2012, never takes a helmet off.
Who plays it then?
What's his name? He's the guy from Doom, and he's also the guy who plays the Doctor in the new Star Trek movies. Chad, help me out here. Yeah, and Darius Sotra, I do use a controller for Mega Man. You pretty much have to.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
You have one, yeah. You have multiple, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got it.
The ones that I haven't stolen from you yet.
Yeah. Let's see. Dredd 2012. It's bugging me. Who's this guy? He plays so many different types of roles. Carl Urban.
Mm. Was he the main guy in the Doom movie?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And you didn't even recognize him because everyone's paying attention to The Rock. But yeah, he's the main character in Doom.
Yeah.
And they're making a new Doom movie too. Have you guys heard about that?
No. No.
It doesn't look good, but I don't know. I keep hearing stuff about it on Twitter. People are asking, is it going to have this? Is it going to have that? And they keep saying, nope, doesn't have this, doesn't have that. I don't know. We'll see. I'm not going to trash it before it comes out.
Since we're talking about movies real quick, I just saw The Bird Box on Netflix.
Everybody blew me away, man.
What?
I really enjoyed it.
If another person tells me that they just watched Bird Box, I don't even know what to say. All I know is that I saw the trailer. I assumed it's The Happening 2.0, and I was like, pass.
No, it's really good.
Oh, my gosh.
It seems to be very polarizing.
You've heard people say they don't like it?
I heard people say it's really
weird. Too weird for some people.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know anything about this movie. Mm-hmm. I'll watch it. I'll go into it blind. But this was a Sandra Bullock movie that was released straight to Netflix, right?
I was actually taking Bird Box shots last night.
They made a shot?
No. Like, I had a table of me and my girls, and we were just off the wall, and I was like, oh, let's take shots, but let's blindfold ourselves and call them Bird Box shots because everybody's talking about Bird Boxing. And I'm like,
you were drunk.
So we blindly took shots, and like half of the alcohol didn't make it in our mouths, but it was pretty fucking hilarious.
Sam almost got kicked out of a Michelin star restaurant.
Oh, so. Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've seen her drunk. I can see that. Mm-hmm. No.
So you were blindfolded and you weren't able to take a shot? Because I feel like that's...
No, because we were clinking the shots.
Oh,
okay.
And so we're all blindfolded. Oh, we're trying to cheers and we're mm-hmm. trying to clink each other and then screaming, don't take my children, and all of that. It was pretty fun.
Sounds hilarious.
Yeah. People couldn't find their shots because they didn't pick it up before they put the blindfold on. It was funny.
All right, so Emilio, you have your eye on Rayman Legends.
I already picked it up. I bought it on the winter sale. This is one of those. I bring these up every once in a while. These unicorns that like never go on sale, and if they do, it's not enough to justify it. Also, I can't play it off of your account because it's a Ubisoft game, and then it's one of these where you have to copy paste the CD code and go and make a Ubisoft account. You gotta go through two launchers.
You know, I'm fairly confident I was playing this game on your account like 6 months ago.
Wow.
Are you sure it was this one?
It was a Rayman Legends. I don't know. No, Rayman Origins.
There's a lot of Rayman. I have Origins.
Okay.
And I bought Origins originally thinking it was this. Because this has a much better reviews.
So this is the stellar
reviews.
So this is the Sims 4. Legends is the Sims 4.
This game, what year did this come out? Because
it's old.
It's not that. Okay, 2013. I remember a lot of people saying, like, this was the sleeper hit of the year. Like, nobody was talking about this game enough. And Origins was good, but I heard, like, there's something about Legends. I haven't played either of them.
And I believe it's couch co-op. So,
that'll be good for
me and Sam. But we haven't even finished Guacamelee. So, anyway, I'm glad that I have it. I bought it for, how much is it, Bobby?
$10.19.
Yeah, I guess $10. So it seemed like it was cheap enough. So I'll let you guys know next week how it goes. Although I am playing something else a lot more. Should we just get into it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Book of Demons. Thank you, Worconius. He sent me a 66% off code for this. And I had never heard of it. I had no idea what it was. And it is a dungeon crawler made by people that definitely like Diablo a lot, but probably didn't have any funds at all to make a game. So they made it as cheaply as possible, I think. And that's what it seems like, because you're on a path. You can't explore. You can't go anywhere. There's just one path. You can go forward and back. Very linear. Well, I think the levels themselves are random, but there's just a through path. Do you see that path? Mm-hmm. You can't get off of it.
Yeah.
And anyway, so there is a lot going on with this game. There's a lot of strategy because you're getting cards and you're upgrading things with those cards. And then you can put those cards together and make more powerful cards. And and you're hoping for card drops. So instead of equipment, they went with cards. Mm-hmm. And it just really, really works. Like everything was intuitive, even though it's semi-complex, maybe. How all these things works, it just clicked with me right away. And next thing I know, I was up to 3 a.m. fucking playing this shit. I usually complain about games that let you play how you want to play. Cause like you could, when games have like a lot of sliders that say like, how many bad guys do you want? And how many this do you want? Mm-hmm. I was like, no, you tell me that.
Yeah.
Cause I want to beat your game.
Right.
You know? But this game does that in a way where, like, how much time do you have to play? 15 minutes? 25 minutes? Do you have an hour? Because we'll modify the dungeon, and we'll make sure, it says, we'll make sure that you're going to be rewarded accordingly.
That's cool.
It's super cool, man. Yeah.
It's a smart way to do it.
It's a really smart way to do it. It's pick up and play, too. Like, at one point, pick up and play. At some point, something happened. I was like, fuck. So I alt-tabbed and just closed it down. When I started up again, I was right where I was, too. Oh, well. And a lot of games don't do that.
Oh, for sure.
I like this game all the way around. I really can't say much bad about it. The graphics aren't... so they went with this. You're playing in a book, the Book of Demons. And so everything is a pop-up book. But the aesthetic wears off right away because I wasn't really into... I was so into the mechanics that you don't notice the graphics after a while. Good or bad, however you like it. I had a couple fucked up things where like it's the tutorial is good and it happens while you start the game. But I had to like when I started playing this, a lot of people were talking to me and things were going on around the house and just like I was distracted. So I missed probably the most important like little subtitle where you click on the bad guys to kill them because he auto attacks them. So I thought it was just the auto attack. So I was like waiting and like running and waiting and running. But no, the faster you click, the faster you hit them.
Okay.
But then I started getting tired. And I was like, oh, geez. And then, but you can hold it down. So you just got to hold it.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Which was probably all explained in one little thing, yeah. But I missed that one little thing.
No, that happened with me and my time at Porsche, actually, where I could have held down the button the entire time, but I'm so used to
clicking
yeah. with every slash. So
my biggest video game blunder ever was playing Skyrim the first time without running. Like, I didn't know that they were running.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's super embarrassing.
It's like some straight-up role-playing right there.
Yeah.
Like your character had bum knees or something.
What else? I really like the economy in this game. There's a lot of money to spend. There's a lot of things to spend money on, and you're torn between them. That's a good economy for
yeah.
me. Yeah. And I'm always broke. So I think that's a really good way to do it.
That's exactly what I rave about with Battletech, man. You're always broke, and there's always something else to find money on.
The first time around, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. First time, exactly.
So this, the cards at the bottom, are these the abilities that you use?
Yeah. Those are different abilities. There's passive ones, and there's equipment ones. And there's three or four types. But the equipment ones take permanent mana. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to explain that. Like,
they lower your mana?
Yeah, it's always 5 mana away from your pool. So I'm playing with the warrior. I'm having a really good time. And it has a roguelike. So it's like normal, medium, hard, and roguelike. I didn't pick roguelike because I wanted to learn the game first. Mm-hmm. But I'm still on my first playthrough. I'm having a really good time.
That's
two thumbs up.
Especially if it's a Diablo clone, but with different mechanics.
And dude, it is like the old man sounds just like Deckard Cain. The first bad guy is the butcher. Like it is
really?
Like straight up
a Diablo 1 clone. That's so epic.
So $20 for this now. It's on sale. Typically $24.
Unless you can get a coupon for 66% off. He had it because it said you get this because
Darkest Dungeon. Yeah, I got the same thing.
Yeah. Oh. So there you go. If somebody wants it, ask
I wonder why
for
those two games is it made by the same developer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Thing Trunk? Huh. No, that's their only game. Weird.
Hit up Mini though, Macho, for a code if you want it, because he'll play it off my account.
Yeah, but can you clone your gold in this game?
No, I don't.
Diablo, is it a real Diablo clone where you could clone items?
I'm sure they put some funky stuff in there.
I don't think it would be Diablo if you weren't cloning something or another. At least not D1.
I never got into
D1? It's all about cloning.
I feel like I went onto a server and somebody just hooked me up. Like, there's just gold everywhere.
Just like spitting
Diablo
out gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a fountain, gold fountain. Hmm. No, Diablo 1. Cloning in Diablo 1.
Yeah.
So I never really played 1 or 2. Played a little bit of 2.
Yeah.
How are you? You still playing D3?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're going to talk about it later. Huh?
Yeah, it's almost all that I'm playing.
Oh, let's get into it.
Yeah, so I've been playing a lot of Diablo 3 still, and the game just continues to change the more I play it.
Mm-hmm.
And might make a run for the leaderboards, but the season's over, I think, on the 18th. So, I don't know. When the season rolls over, I don't know if I'm going to start another seasonal character and try to get on the leaderboards. But I'll see how I feel about the game. But right now, I'm definitely into it.
Are you looking up metas, Bobby,
mm-hmm.
for builds?
Yeah, I figured out my build. And,
no, you figured it out? Like, you went and looked
it up? I looked
it up. Okay.
Yeah. So, which you pretty much have to do if you want to be competitive. And I'm actually getting pretty close. So, just earlier today, I was able to clear a level 90 rift. And I think the leaderboards start at 94. So, I'm very close. And
how is that quantified? How is your rank quantified?
What do you mean?
Like, how do you rank up? Just
better gear. So it's kind of hard to figure out. And I asked a lot of questions, and surprisingly, there's a lot of people I know that play Diablo or have played a lot of Diablo at some point in their lives. So, like, people I used to play HOTS with, people that I played WoW with, like, all these people are just like, oh, yeah, Diablo, you want to play some? I got, like, a level 80 whatever or a level 70 whatever that's, like, geared to the max. But so it's all about getting gear. And you do that in different ways. So the next step that I had to figure out recently was, you know, you get legendary items and you get your set items. And if you get like, you know, 2 out of 6 or 4 out of 6 or 6 out of 6, each time you get like
a bonus,
you get a bonus for having like the same type of set piece items. But then I figured out, oh, there's this ancient items thing. And you can use the cube to augment those, and those have better base stats. And then you can reroll one stat over at the Mystic and, mm-hmm. So right now I'm just trying to get ancient pieces and then get the gems to augment those. And I augmented my first piece and it made a huge difference. That put me from like, I was able to clear an 88 barely. And then I just ran a 90 and breezed through it. So I could probably clear even higher now. But I don't know. I think I'm going to try to augment one more ancient piece and then make a run for
it. It's definitely fucking fun. For sure.
And it doesn't even end there. I mean, like, this is just me running solo riffs. So I could group up with someone else and we could try to figure out a good combination, like, between two characters, like how we could clear, because they have leaderboards for solo Demon Hunter, solo Witch Doctor, or duos, or trios, or four. You know, I mean, there's leaderboards for everything. So you kind of pick which one you want to do. And I imagine a lot of the same people are on the top of each one.
Bobby, when you're saying about getting the matching set, I got a achievement that said made it work. Every once in a while, it's like named in a, like, an achievement's named a certain way. I was like, okay, what did I do to go get that, right? Mm-hmm. It said made it work, ! So I went and looked it up. It's because I had a, every piece of armor that I had was a different color, which I hadn't even looked at.
Yeah, they have so many achievements in that game. And they always just pop up. And yeah, they do have weird names. There was one that was like Stoner, and that was just for something to do with gems.
Are you a Demon Hunter main?
Yeah, I like my Barbarian better. But my seasonal character this time around is a Demon Hunter. Just because I saw other Demon Hunters, and they're just flying through, just mowing everything down. So I'm like, okay, maybe that's the way to go. So I'm looking at the leaderboards right here. Oh, this is for normal. We want to go to seasonal. So seasonal, and I think they list the first 1,000 here. And this is really what Diablo is all about, like being on the leaderboards. Like, this is the game. I've been playing a lot with Sloppy Thor. We've been running through a lot of these, and I was talking to him about it, and I was saying one of the things that always cracked me up is when people are like, oh, Diablo, yeah, I beat that game. I'm like,
yeah, you didn't even start that game. That's where I was.
Yeah, it's not really what the game's about. I mean, maybe when the game first came out, that's where it was, but now it's just evolved. Like, the leaderboards is really when this came alive with Reaper of Souls and all the changes that they made. But there's also other things as well, because after a while, if you just play each character, you're going to get them so well geared. And, you know, with the new season coming out, there's going to be a new patch, and that's going to change a lot of things as well. So it's going to shake up things quite a bit.
Do you have to level up when you make a new character? You have to level them up naturally? Or is there any way to just make it?
You can speed run, and we've been doing this the last couple of days. You can run 3 or 4 riffs and level someone 0 to 70. It'll take you like half an hour, maybe.
But with every new season, are you able to get power leveled or anything like that? Because when the season starts,
there's no one there to power level.
Oh, okay. So it has to. So everyone is resetted. Is it a particular server? I guess
the game, you pick, do you want to make a seasonal character or a normal character? If you make a seasonal character, then you can only play with other seasonal characters, and you can't access any, you have a stash where you can share items between characters. You can't access any of that from your normal characters. So this season's over, my seasonal character just becomes a regular character. So I still have access to him, and I can still play him.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, he's still there.
So basically, get as powerful as you can, and how long is the season?
I don't know. I have no idea. I imagine a couple of months.
And that's how you rank up? Like, the better you do,
You get on the leaderboards.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a while I didn't really care about the seasonal characters, but I understand why people do, because after you play this game a lot, like, you're going to rank up your characters to be so powerful that it just doesn't even matter at some point. So you want to compete with other people. You know, it's like a race. So, yeah, maybe next season I'll get into it. But for now, I'm just going to try to get on this solo rift here. So I'm coming for you, Lao God X.
That's rank 1,000 right now.
Rank 1,000. Well, that's a level 94 in 9 minutes and 37 seconds.
Thanks for saying that.
I can do that.
I would have never known.
Yeah, I could.
What does that mean? This is 9 minutes. What is that time?
That's how fast you clear the rift.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but it is oddly satisfying. And this game, I was talking to Fastidious, and he was like, he's played this game a whole lot, and he's telling me, like, oh, it's all about the hardcore mode. And you can see the hardcore boards here.
Oh, so, yeah, that's what they do, too. That's another way you can do endgame, right? Go hardcore.
Well,
or if your character dies, you die.
I think you create a hardcore character. Your character doesn't die. You lose all your gear. So you have to play the game differently, obviously more carefully, but you also have to get duplicates of all your gear. So when you do die, you just got another set ready to go and you can get back at it. But it's a harder way to play. And it's just, you know, like, you know, these people are like the ones really doing it. Vaxus right here, number one, shit, that guy's a god. But But yeah, dude, I mean, I don't know if I'm ever going to get to this
character
point.
Too, dude. They're all the barbarians.
A lot of barbarians. Dude, the barbarian's so good.
Oh, that'd man. Be really cool.
There's zero fucking necromancers. No,
dude, there's one right here. That's yeah, a barbarian, the necromancer, I don't know if they're too hot right now.
Isn't it that a female barbarian?
It would be really maybe awesome if Blizzard themselves had some official...
Oh, I'm only looking under barbarians, dude.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah. If Blizzard yeah. themselves had some official certificate and or form of acknowledgement to
of being a badass.
And, yeah. Of
I wonder if you get something like a cosmetic item or something. Because in the seasonal, for the seasonal characters, you do unlock cosmetics that you can only get that season.
I know in WoW they gave you... titles like Gladiator and all of that other stuff. Do they have things like that in Diablo?
I don't know. Maybe. I'd assume there's something for it rather than just being number one on there, but that'd be cool if there was. So yeah, a lot of Diablo. It's a little mind numbing, but I am still enjoying it. Like the shit that you have to do at this late stage in the game that I'm at, like you could just start another character and just power level that and start building him up. But I'm just like putting all my time into one character. Mm-hmm. So I'm at the point where it takes like hours just to get such little gains on this character. But go ahead.
Can we see the rankings with all characters types?
I don't know if you can here. Let's see. Crusader, Demon Hunter, Necro. No.
Okay, two-player Greater Rift. Let's see what combinations work.
All right, what are the hot combos here? Double Necro.
Double Necro, on top one. Yep.
The double. There's something that the Necros do. I'm still very unfamiliar. There are several classes that I have never even played in this game. So I'll be running through instances and I'll be dodging abilities that are like buffs that my partner is putting down and stuff. Like there's a lot of stuff I don't understand about this game still.
Yeah.
But yeah, double Necros, they seem to be pretty strong.
Well, they can do a lot of stuff with corpses. So mm-hmm. every time a monster dies, that's a resource.
But you have to have the dead bodies first. Yeah. So.
You got to kill at least one.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Wizard, Monk, Crusader. A lot of double Crusaders. Yeah. Good times. I don't know. I thought about maybe streaming it, but I don't know if it'd be very entertaining. I've actually been watching streams because, with the fallout of everything that happened with Heroes of the Storm, like all the top end people like left and they're not even streaming anymore. So there's nothing to watch on HOTS lately. So I've been jumping around to some really weird streams. I jumped in the Always On channel. Have you guys ever been there before?
Yeah.
No.
And it's weird. So they'll like air movies that, of course, movies that they can stream. So they're like really shitty marathons. Ones that no one cares about. Yeah, like Pokemon.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, a lot of anime. I watched this show called Tattletales. It was a channel called Buzzer that only aired 70s game shows. So oh, I watched. Geez.
Oh wow!
I watched that before I went to bed the other night. But yeah, I've been jumping around to some weird channels. I've been checking out some Diablo streams as well, and. It's pretty interesting to watch these guys play and like see what strategies they have, but it's kind of, if you don't play the game, I think it just looks incredibly boring.
Very repetitive.
Yeah. And just, you don't really know what's going on. And you just see a bunch of numbers flying up and things dying. Like, you don't really appreciate what's happening.
Kind of more crits so you getting, Bobby? Games.
Crits?
Yeah. What's the biggest number you've seen?
The biggest number I've seen? Oh man, maybe like 250 billion or something. Yeah. It's rare that happens, but yeah, I get some insane crits.
Damn.
But it what's crazy, you should see those numbers flying up and the health is just like tick, tick, tick. Oh, cause yeah. I'm running 90 rifts. So, I mean,
so they have trillions of,
who knows points. How much health they have. Dude. Yeah. Like does it bother you guys when like a game does that, where they have just ridiculous amounts of numbers? This is always like a thing with WoW.
Oh, that's another thing that I really liked about Book of the Demons. Like you start with like 5 health. Or whatever. I love that. I
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, that's yeah, it? Yeah. Just why do I need 700 health? It's the same thing.
Well, what was the expansion in WoW where they changed it? They redid all the numbers. Do you guys remember? I think it was Cataclysm.
Oh yeah, man. I was watching Chad play, and I was just seeing like hundreds of thousands. Yeah.
And then you see the boss's health, and dude, if you got to use scientific notation to display someone's health, like that's a sign that you've gone too far. I don't know why we can't. Fix that. Just move the decimal place down a couple notches, right, you know, round up. Who the fuck cares? I don't know.
Just cut everything in half.
Yeah. So yeah, I played that's like all I've been playing. I reached the point with what was it, League and Dota, where I was just like, all right, I care too much about these games. I'm not having fun anymore. These are not like all the things that I didn't like about MOBAs and Smite, the MOBA that I played quite a bit. Like those all started coming up and I remembered why I don't play these games. Yeah. So I think I'm kind of over that. But I did, everybody missed out, man. Well, at least you guys, but, Rubbernuts put together a little, golf it night.
Oh, fun. When was this?
I think this was Christmas. I think it was the day before Christmas Eve. I think. Yeah. Okay. I think it was December 23rd. It was like the middle of the night. I was playing Deep Rock Galactic with JP Diddy actually. And he opts in the channel. He's like, hey man, I'm getting a Golf It game together. I'm like, yeah, sure. Let's do it. And if you, I mean, that's one reason to be on the DL Gaming, Discord. So you can be part of that because those are always
the spontaneous Golf It moments.
Yeah.
I almost at one point played, what was it? Rise of Elysium and
Ring of Elysium.
Ring. Yeah. Sorry. Ring of Elysium.
Easy enough.
With Werkonius and Rubbernuts. And I actually installed the game, but it wasn't capturing in my stream. So I wasn't able to really load it up and play it because I didn't want to interrupt my stream just to play the game. But ever since I have my new hard drive installed, with at any inkling that I might want to play a game, I'll reinstall. I even reinstalled League. Now that I've loaded it up, I reinstalled the game.
That's funny.
And then I installed Ring of Elysium, and then I also installed another MMO that I never ever thought I would ever load up any MMO, period. But I did.
Before you get into that, I just want to say that that sounds like the was a Step Brothers moment. There's so much room for activities now.
Yeah, that's exactly. that's exactly how I feel. But it's funny because Bobby's stuck playing one game. I'm also still very stuck playing one game, Counter-Strike.
Yeah.
I can't put it down. I'm having so much fun. Finally, my little brother is back into it again. And that game is all about who you're playing with, more so than anything else. So I'm having a lot of fun continuously trying to improve my own CS ability in that game. So I'm going to be playing a lot of Counter-Strike still, but if you know that spontaneous moment strikes me to just hop over to another game, I won't have to uninstall, reinstall and wait to play it. So I'm pretty excited about potentially getting in some games with you guys too.
Well, you should definitely have Golf It installed.
Yeah.
If you don't have that game, you should buy it. It's on sale for like $4.50 right now. So totally worth
it. Go buy it right now.
And you know what's crazy is I actually did all right. I think I came in second place on the first game. And,
well, they're all drunk, Chad. Or,
yeah. Chad.
Oh, you just called Bobby
Chad. I've been hanging out with Chad all
day. You know, white guys.
Yeah.
But no, that is true. And you think that would give me much more of an advantage, but usually I never do well at these things. What's his name was there? You know, your buddy. No, the other dude. Why can't I remember his name?
I don't know. My buddy? Nick?
Not Nick.
His cousin?
Sam's friend, you know.
Oh, Ray.
Ray, yeah, Ray was there. So, of course, he was taking it all seriously. He wasn't fucking around. And but I think he came in first the first game. But, of course, we're doing the custom maps where shit's just bananas. Yeah. You know?
And usually somebody will maybe win two games in a row, but usually nobody stays on top. Like it's because people are getting drunker and drunker, so those people start to get worse.
Yeah, it's more about the chatter. I mean, that's just something to do. And Golf It is just so much better than Golf with Friends now. Like, I know we say this every time, but like Golf It or Golf with Friends, you can figure it out because it's got that bar that goes up and down and you just click when you want it to hit. But in Golf It, it's actually like you're mimicking a putt. Like, you move your mouse back and you slide it forward. So you really got to get that physical down, you know?
Yeah. And you're not going to memorize exactly how you hit anything.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's true or not, but I feel like the faster you flick it forward, the harder it hits. So I don't know if there's inertia.
What it is.
It is? Okay. Yeah. So I think there is like a, there's so many different ways you can.
No, I couldn't get it to work right with my, I feel like the games that DLG plays for some reason always breaks on me because it's because I try to install it mid streaming or something or another and I just don't have the time to try to.
Oh, it wouldn't run on your stream or it wouldn't run on your computer.
On my first monitor.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I mean, it's not a
worst. It was stuck on
There's
my second
no
monitor.
For that.
Yeah. Mm. I remember that night. I was like, okay, well, I can't play it on a sideways.
I would say
monitor.
10% of games you can select what monitor to put on. But if it doesn't have that, it's a very hard thing to fix. I don't know how to do it.
You want to talk about
There's
monitor?
A way to do it, but I just
unplug
wanna
the monitor. That's the only way. Yeah, who wants to do that?
No.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, that's all I've been doing this week.
What's hilarious? Awesome. Recycled said, you got to turn off mouse acceleration. I've seen balls go light speed. Oh, no modulation.
I wish mouse acceleration was like non-existent. Like, why was that ever invented? And why is that a thing? And why do Macs enable that by default all the time? I hate that.
It's supposed to be a touchpad thing, right?
No.
Like, I understand they have it for actual mice, but I think it was created for touchpads.
Yeah, maybe.
Does it just make you move the mouse quicker when you're
the
in
quicker
a certain
you move
motion?
The mouse, the farther the cursor goes. No matter how far you actually move the mouse, if you move it like this length, if you move it quickly, it goes really far.
If you like
slowly, it doesn't go very far at all.
Oh, I see.
Mouse acceleration, let us know. Like, send a message to Bobby and why it works for you.
Because I feel like, especially as a gamer, you're always like internally memorizing how far you move your mouse to get in certain areas. Mm-hmm. So like, I know like if I flick this way and I go right here, like that's going to put my mouse cursor right there.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I learned that muscle memory, but mouse acceleration completely gets rid of that. There was a mouse acceleration in a game called One Heart. It's this, I talked about this years ago. This is like a scary Halloween game, but it wouldn't let me turn it off. And there was a puzzle that I could barely finish because it was so difficult with mouse acceleration on.
Bobby feels about mouse acceleration like Hitler felt about Jews. Like he fucking wanted it never to exist.
Wow.
That's a weird example. I don't know if I'm on board
well,
with
you
that.
You loathe it, dude. Every time it comes up, you're just like, why does it exist?
Well, because I do a lot of stuff on a Mac as well, and it's constantly a problem on my Mac because Macs enable that by default. Yeah, this is a weird game, but like, I don't know. It was kind of cool.
It's got 3 out of 5 stars.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't amazing or anything, but it was definitely worth a playthrough. Except for that mouse acceleration part. That's probably the 1.5 stars I lost is solely because mouse acceleration.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why? Because you cannot turn acceleration off?
Maybe you can now.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I think you can now.
He's complained about this before. And me and Chad were like, do you know what that is? He's like, no. I was like, I've never dealt with it. He's like, me neither.
Yeah. I mean, if you're mainly on a Windows computer, I imagine. But for a game to have that, no. All right. What have you guys been playing? Chi, you've been playing.
Yeah. So I mentioned I've been installing a lot of games. The only new
fuck
game,
yeah, you have.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yes.
And there's one game that I was never even on my radar, but it was just on a whim of one certain evening. My hard carry is playing Black Desert Online, and I was like, okay, I'll give it a shot. Apparently, Black Desert Online, it's been out for a while. It's very much like a Korean MMO. I don't know if it's a Korean MMO.
Yeah, it's Korean.
Oh, okay. So it's very much a Korean MMO where there's a lot that goes into character development, and there are at least 14 different combat classes. It's a beautiful game. They do that most definitely right. When you load up this game for the first time, there's all the little details, cheekbone structure, all of that goodness. You could spend a half a day in
how long
creation.
Did you spend?
Honestly, I only spent about 20 minutes.
Wow. Here's my thing with MMOs, especially fantasy ones. You're going to get a helmet. Who cares what you look like?
Yeah, but you can always never show a helmet. I never showed my helmet in game, especially as a undead mage.
I don't know if you can do that
female.
Wow anymore.
It's hideous. Really?
Yeah. I don't know if that's in the options anymore to not show your helmet.
Are you sure?
I mean, you can transmog anyway, so there's a way to do it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Because, yeah, I did that for a while and WoW, like back in the day, but
yeah.
I remember looking for it and not finding it. Maybe I just didn't find it.
Yeah.
In BDO, there is a time limit to how long you can create your character because it like views you as being AFK. So after 2 hours, it will kick you. And I had a friend get kicked because she's spending too damn long.
Way.
She spent over 2 hours creating this character.
That's
and then
intense.
She got kicked.
Can I say, this looks fucking dope as shit.
It looks so fucking cool.
Cool.
So before
I played it.
Yeah.
Me and Chad played it when it first came out.
Yeah.
It didn't look like that.
So before I even, while I was installing the game, 31 gigs.
No problem.
I was looking.
If you don't
up,
get the jokes, guys, he just went from 250 gig hard drive to
1 terabyte.
One terabyte. So
yeah. So And I had this 250 gig hard drive for the past 4 years. So you can understand my frustrations with having, with dealing with such a small hard drive. So there, I think there right now there are 14 different classes or maybe 16, and they just released the Archer. So I was watching a YouTube video and all the different combat styles and weapon styles of the classes, and all the classes are actually, from what I believe, gender locked. So if I wanted to be a female, I had to play one of the female classes.
Oh, interesting.
And so the female class that I chose was the Lawn. She's basically Kratos slash...
So she's got like chain...
Yeah.
Chain
the
slicers.
Double swords on chains and ribbons, actually, since I'm a Lobby. And the interesting thing about combat in this game is that you use your mouse and your WASD keys to do different combos.
Yeah.
And you unlock different combos. It's a
combo-based...
Yeah, MMO.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. And from what I understand, there's really no endgame to this. There might be endgame PvP, but it's mostly a sandbox MMO where it's almost like a Second Life type of ordeal. Hmm. I went in there and probably... I only played it for maybe 2 to 3 hours max, but I made it to level 17. Already.
Wow.
I was given a, I didn't buy
what,
the game.
You know?
Out of, I don't know the max. I'm sorry. But I didn't buy the game, but I did get like a free pass. It's on sale right now for a massive discount because I think with the new class release, they're trying to get more people to play.
Oh, yeah. It's only $5.
Yeah.
Is it, do you have to pay it monthly?
I believe so.
Probably, yes. I would believe so.
I think they would show that here, though, wouldn't they?
Yeah, it tells you you need to record. So maybe yeah, not.
Maybe.
Maybe
I
not.
I mean, there's Kakao Cash. Am I even saying that right? Anyways, in the game...
I don't know, but it sounded dirty.
In the game, it's pretty interesting. You have this little black spirit that looks like the dust balls from My Neighbor Totoro that kind of fly around. Do you remember? Have you seen?
Yeah.
So, and there's a main quest line, quest storyline, and little cutscenes and stuff. So it's pretty fun. I like it. But I actually rage quit. Because there was, I was so surprised. What happened is I was doing one quest, and it teleported you to a different area where you had to summon a boss. Mm-hmm. And it teleported me to the only area where you could possibly summon the boss, and my summoning scroll wasn't working, and I could see other people around me summoning their bosses, you know, and actually completing the quest, but I was just stuck there. It said I wasn't in the right area, and so I had to jump off the area, and I got my and I killed myself doing that because they teleported me to like the middle of some really tall tower.
Oh shit! So you were stuck out there.
I wasn't stuck out there. I was able to like respawn and just like get back over there. But then I dropped the quest, picked it back up. My item still wasn't working. I tried at least 3 different times, and then I finally deleted because me and my MMO-ness. I was like, okay, what would I do? And any other MMO, I just delete the item that was given to me.
One.
Yeah, and then delete the quest, go back, pick up the quest, and they just replenish my item.
Right.
No, false. In false. BDO, they it's a perma fucking delete.
Wow.
And you can't just like, you can't undo
it.
No, control Z. It's a main quest.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, how'd you know?
I played this game.
And so I was like, fuck this noise, jumped off the cliff.
Minnie, did it look that good when you were playing it?
Yeah, I mean, it looks good, but that fighting is like 5% of the game.
Yeah.
95% of the game is fishing and whaling. It's just grind.
I hear that
that's
you can
AFK
the entire fucking game just about.
Yeah. Wow.
It's nice because they have auto run to the quest, to any point that you click. You can basically AFK fish. Like half the people that were on in town hypothetically weren't actually there. They were AFK.
I remember people used to, in Star Wars Galaxies, people would just AFK.
Yeah, you could bot macros. That game so easily.
This game has built-in bots, though.
I remember I was working tech support at the time, and I had a buddy who was playing that, and he'd like come into work every day talking about like, oh, yeah, my bounty hunter's this level now. Like, I'm like, dude, why do you even play that game if you don't play that game?
Yeah. Oh, dude. Mm-hmm. Chad was playing all weekend. He was playing. Well, I mean, when we were at home at our sweet Airbnb, he's playing this mobile game where you can put it on auto. So he would just like sit on auto and just walk away and like all.
Are you really playing the game though?
Yeah, and the graphics were awesome, and it looked really cool.
It's the whole Farmville thing, dude. Like Farmville may have come and gone, but it totally changed gaming. There's even things in WoW like that too, like some sort of quest where you come in and it's just like, oh, this is going to take 4 hours, and you send your followers off on a mission to do it. Then you come back and you check, and like, oh, it's done. Mm-hmm. That's like, I feel like that's implemented in so many games now, but I can't imagine that just being the entirety of a game.
Do you like the game too? Do you recommend it?
I do. If you want to pick up an MMO with heavy character creation, and combat is fun,
but it's
undeniably, it's pretty fun.
But it's not about. It's weird because it's not about leveling.
Endgame. Yeah, it's not about endgame. It's
more about
casual.
Just hanging out.
In my opinion, I would say it's. I know you said it's a huge grind fest, but it's casual in the essence that I don't feel like I need to log back in. Week day after day after day to grind dailies and
no you don't you just
level
leave,
up
you AFK grind
yeah
that's seriously that's
yeah,
what the game is
yeah
is
it's
AFK
like
grinding.
A, it's like it's I don't know I'll play some more of it maybe I mean that the whole broken quest main quest part kind of
but Sean if you wanted to only fight you could only fight all day
yeah
right?
You're not going to get shit. Your gear is going to be such shit in this game if you just fight.
Oh.
You have to do what? The main quest?
So they pigeonhole you into doing crafting and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I maxed my level in this game like I don't know, within a week.
Yeah.
And then mm-hmm. like I was talking to my friends like, okay, so what do I do now? She's like, okay, now you fish and then you skin and
oh, she
you
said
go
that.
Whaling.
It's more of a second life.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. Like you would expect that it's more like. This is an action RPG.
I'm going to get a little sexist. I'm going to say this is more of a ladies MMO.
I have to agree, man. This is, it's,
a lot of the characters seem to be female too.
Yeah.
I think, only like 60-65% of them are female. If you actually go in the numbers, but a majority, I guess.
But most of them smoke shows, by the way.
Of mm-hmm. course. Yeah. It's
Korean
pop stars. All
Dude,
of them.
15% of Koreans are employed by Samsung.
Yeah,
15%.
Yeah, that's insane.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Wait, North or South Koreans?
South. Oh. North ones are trying to pick parasites off their body.
Well, I think that's about it. You know, I had an interesting little thing happen this week. I guess it's worth mentioning.
These are the best stories.
Yeah.
The ones
I got
that
one too.
He's like, I don't think people are going to be into this, but and then
No, it's a Heroes of the Storm story. So I haven't been playing that much, but the Brawl was ARAM and I don't know what it is, but it's like that's all I can play on that game now. It's just ARAM. And I've been playing a lot of it. And after you play a lot of it, you kind of understand the ARAM meta.
ARAM is all middle, all random, which means nobody picks their characters and there's only one place mm-hmm. to fight.
But you know what HOTS does that's genius here is they give you three characters to pick from and you pick one of them. Mm-hmm. So League and Smite, they let you re-roll the characters, but you have to pay some sort of in-game currency. And that just kind of feels bad because like it's just a game and I don't want to like throw away like something that I earned on this. I'd rather
one of
spend
three
on
though.
Else.
I would give one of two. I like the
no, one of three is perfect because then you can actually like look what other people are picking and you can actually build a composition mm-hmm. out yeah. of that. But there are some characters that are so damn good. If I see them, I just lock them, dude.
But that's the problem with ARAM. I mean, that's the problem is because if you put a team together and mm-hmm. it wasn't all random, then you can't blame the computer for the loss anymore. Because that's what I like about ARAM.
Who wants to go into ARAM and just like auto lose because someone got all the counters or like no tank or whatever. But so I was playing this real late one night and just when I was about to go to bed, I ran into a group of these guys. It was a group of four guys and we fucking slaughtered in this one round and they invited me to their group afterwards because of course I'm amazing, right? Like I'm just crushing in these because I play nothing but this and I know what the meta is, I know what the good characters are. So we group up and I continue to play ARAM with these guys until 5 a.m.
Jeez.
My bedtime is like 10 o'clock, by
wow.
the way. So I just didn't want to
that was
stop
your New Year's Eve right there.
No, this was like a while ago. But we didn't lose a single game.
Damn.
We just crushed and we were doing stupid shit. Like one of the characters that is insanely overpowered is Kael'thas and four of us had it up. We're like, fuck it. 4-man Kael'thas, no tank, no healer. We just go into it. We just fucking crush, dude.
Wait,
like,
which one is he? Is he the guy that teleports with that cube or is he?
No, he's the
mage?
The mage with the big broad shoulders.
Gotcha.
He's always
okay.
going, Ah, Shalanore.
Yeah.
And he's saying weird shit. Yeah.
The StarCraft mage, right?
No.
He's not StarCraft?
There's no mages in StarCraft.
But, okay.
That's not a fantasy
world. But yeah, but I thought he was like using psionic abilities in a mage
manner. He's got a skin that makes him look like Turbo Man or whatever.
Oh.
But
He's a blonde-haired blood elf.
Yeah, he's the blood elf.
Okay,
yeah, he's a mage, and then he has a stun, which is unusual for a mage.
Okay.
But yeah.
Wait, now who's a StarCraft guy I'm thinking of that has that ult, that laser that comes from the sky and follows people?
Artanis.
That's the one.
Yeah. Pure fire beam. Yeah. We usually want to take the other ult. But I saw you playing a little bit the other day.
I'm terrible.
Yeah. But dude, ARAM is so... it's all right if you're terrible, dude. I can fucking hard carry in that. But yeah, so that was fun. I went to bed at like 5:30 in the morning. I can't sleep in, so I woke up at like 8. I was like completely out of it. And then I think I went to bed the day after that at like 4 and then just slept straight until like 8 the next morning. It was crazy. Vacation, man. I'm going to miss it.
Yeah. That's awesome. And then with my interesting thing that happened this week, I've been streaming a lot of Counter-Strike, but every time I end my stream, I host somebody. And the one person I hosted is someone who's really sweet. He lives in Japan, actually. And his name's Juzzy Gaming, J-U-Z-Y Gaming. And when I hosted him, he was playing Final Fantasy VII. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, it's super late at night.
Final Fantasy, PC?
Yeah, on PC. Yeah. I'm like, Final Fantasy VII's the perfect game to fall asleep to. Let's go check him out. And then when I go in there, I'm watching him play. And, of course, he's, like, reading what they're saying. He's reading out Cloud's voice. But then as, like, other people are talking, I hear other voices, like, saying what they're saying, but also improvising. I was like, what kind of mod are you playing? And he's like, no, I'm not playing a mod. These are my friends in Discord. I just have a different voice actor for every single
That's
person.
Awesome.
It is awesome. And then I was like, no way, let me in. And so I joined in and I got to play Ares for a little bit. And it was such an interesting...
Ares is the one who dies?
Spoiler.
It's a 20-year-old game.
I know. No, but it was such an interesting take on a classic. I was totally intrigued and I was happy to, like, I would be happy to sign up to do that again for him, because it was just a good, fun way to make
for sure.
a single player game social.
Doing that?
I think I had 20 viewers I dropped on him. So
did he have
a mini viewers? No, he's small time like me.
That almost seems like they were role playing, like a role playing game.
Yeah,
dinner theater.
Dinner theater. It was hilarious.
Did the shot for shot remake of Final Fantasy VII ever come out when they were gonna like up the graphics HD version?
Oh no, not yet.
No,
it hasn't come out yet.
Okay. It's still in the works. They say definitely gonna happen.
What the fuck is wrong with them? All right.
I was used to say that was their trump card. You know, in case of emergency, hit the red button.
Right.
Yeah. I used to have this girlfriend.
Final Fantasy VII. HD, save Sony. Save Sony.
My ex-girlfriend was so dumb, dude. She's just like, she would get everything wrong all the time. And then we're playing like, I think she was learning. We were trying to teach her poker. And she's like, oh, so then the ace trumpets the king, right? And I said, like, what? The ace trumpet. It trumpets the king, right? Do you mean Trump? It trumps the king? It's trumpet.
Oh, she was so...
She's just daft.
The fact that they were adamant on being correct. That's
I took her to the zoo. She was like, oh, look at the rhinoceros. I said, the what? I said, bitch, what?
She must have been a smoke show, though.
How long have you been? How long have you been calling them rhinoceroses? She's like, my entire life. It's a rhinoceros. Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
She went up. All right, never mind. I could go on and on and on.
Wow.
It's Pig Newton.
That's hilarious.
The Louis C.K. bit. I'm sure everybody knows.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, so I guess it's time to talk about our game of the year. Dun, 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 fanfare.
Oh, we're already on that. Okay.
Yeah.
Game of 2018.
Okay, all right, let's do it.
Well, we do have a listener question that kind of ties into this, so we'll start off with
what was
this.
That?
Nothing.
It's a piece of lint.
I thought it was like a bug. It freaked me out. I'm like, what was that?
Okay. So Warconia has posted a video and, oh no, that's something else. God damn it.
Somebody has it. It's about the Steam Awards. Somebody asked us, what did we vote for the Steam Awards? And we haven't. I don't think any of us have done it independently, or have you?
No. Nope.
Okay, so I guess
we're gonna... it is. Yeah, Barabbas said, the Steam Awards voting is open now and closes January 3rd. There are 8 categories with 5 nominees for each category. If you have voted, what did you vote for? If you haven't voted, what games would you vote for? So let me pull it up here. We'll take a look. Now, in the past, Steam has always done... are typically has done this kind of goofy like category thing, you know, just for laughs, whatever. But this year seems to be a little more on the serious side. So they have Game of the Year, and we'll do that last. We'll talk about our official DLG Game of the Year at the end. But VR Game of the Year is one of the categories.
It's not just so VR chat.
Should we just do it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's, VR Game of the Year.
It's Rick and Morty for me, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's.
I was gonna say Beat Saber.
Is
Beat Saber a 2018 game for sure? Because I would say that
I think
too.
So.
Okay.
The Rick and How long did you play Rick and Morty?
I got almost all the way through it. I think there was like 2 or 3 segments I didn't get to.
Okay. I love that it was free.
Yeah. Too. Oh, was it? Okay.
That helped a lot too. And it was... these guys care about what they do, you know?
Well, it came out in 2017 too, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. Let's go Beat Saber.
Did Beat Saber come out this year?
Yeah, let's just say it did.
Dude, the hardest part about picking a game is like figuring out a game that came out this year. Yeah,
yeah, there we go.
2018. All right, Beat Saber it is by default, technically.
Well, I would agree. Bobby, do you have an opinion?
I didn't. Well, I have played Beat Saber. I didn't play Super Hot, but I think that one would be a really good one because I just enjoyed that game outside of VR.
And everyone says fucking Beat Saber. I mean, sorry, what you were just saying.
Super Hot's
really good.
Yeah. Yeah, Beat Saber was great. Rick and Morty I liked better, but seeing as this came out in 2018, yeah, sure, Beat Saber.
Beat Saber is so cool, man. It's so much fun.
I want VR just for Beat Saber.
That's exactly what I want it for. Mm-hmm. That alone.
That and VR chat. I want to get weird.
Wait, do you want to read it, Bobby? What Labor of Love means?
Yeah. So the next category is Labor of Love, and I'll just read their description here because it's probably easier than trying to sum it up. This game has been out for a while. The team is well past the first unveiling of their creative baby, but being the good parents they are, these devs continue to nurture and support their creation.
Not Heroes of the Storm, huh?
No, not well.
I'm going to throw out two. One is No Man's Sky. Took a game from obscurity and made it popular again, at least for that month. So, but they weren't diligent.
Do we have to pick a game? We can't really pick a game that came out this year then, right? Not for this category.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Because I have one that came out this year that I don't want to bring up. But they weren't very diligent. They had one gigantic update that really brought them back. So I don't know how to do that one. And then the other one, it's PUBG. Back over 1 million concurrent players, which means that new map is actually really good. So, you know, bringing people back. But then they had a bunch of updates that fucking sucked. So I can't say that. So I don't know.
Okay.
On here, there's Path of Exile. I have never played Path of Exile. I know it's always kind of been on my list. I had no idea, but one of my real life friends from Atlanta is one of the... what is it? It's the environmental design artist.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she puts all of the maps together. Or not all of them, but she puts maps together for Path
of
Exile.
We really like it.
It is a lot. I would put the vote in for her.
Bobby.
Even though I know nothing about the game, it's for her.
You've said from time to time, was it the first game we reviewed?
Might have been. I think it might have been on our very, very first episode. Yeah. It was the game that we were playing when we decided to start the podcast. I remember that.
And then I was also looking at... So Steam put out their numbers, which they very rarely do. The top 100 in each category.
They do it every year.
Do they?
Yeah, the most bought games on Steam.
Not just bought, but like, bought by category. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah. Path of the Exile was in the top like 10 or something.
That's not free
players.
To play?
It is.
Oh.
But, you know, it still generates money. So, apparently this expansion is really good. It's a dungeon crawler if you guys have never played it. It's very akin to Diablo. But the big selling point for me was their tech tree, their skill tree.
Yeah, it's very robust.
A work of art. Just the skill tree.
I can see why you like that, but that's why I didn't like this game, honestly. Because I had to put too much thought into that, and I just want to kill shit, and I didn't want to, like, research.
You didn't want
to
do the homework or exactly. anything like that. Yeah. Understandable. Exactly.
But like I said last week or 2 weeks ago, is like, I like my own meta. I don't like looking up the meta.
So, right.
Yeah.
All until you make something that's shitty. Because I do that all the time, and then I'm like, fuck, man, now I got to go online and figure out what's
Bobby
good.
Is fucking notorious for saving skill points until he needs something. Which is smart, yeah, but
depends
then,
on the game.
But. Yeah.
Oh no, I would immediately spend it as soon as it was available, unless you needed to save it up.
So the original Sin, I was playing with a friend, and she was a mage.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you this because you know more about that game than these two, I would assume. But for skill points, she had 15 skill points saved up that she just refused to use because she didn't want to like miss on min maxing. So that means like she was effectively like 5 levels behind where she should have been.
Exactly.
And which was just nerfing the shit out of us.
Path?
No, we're talking about original Sin, but we're talking about how he's notorious for saving.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just want to tell that story. Man, it was terrible. She was using like level 1 healing spells. And
oh, yeah, because
it was the worst.
Those points you have to spend.
Yeah, yeah, you need
them. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's initially.
I mean, I understand why she wouldn't want to, but you have to spend those and then realize, this isn't the right place to spend them before you can, before you can actually learn what the correct way to do it is.
And combat was so hard in original Sin, at least on the level that I played. That I couldn't wait to level up. I used and abused virtually all of the abilities I unlocked when it came to original Sin. I don't know how she's even enjoying that game.
Oh. And yeah, we kind of had it out after that. I was pissed at something with her.
I figured it out. We didn't come to a consensus about Labor of Love, right?
About what?
I'm going to give it to...
I don't have much of an opinion on
I don't either.
I'm going to give it to the...
No Man's?
Warframe? Yeah, Warframe. I'm going to give it to Warframe.
Okay.
Because their game just always gets better.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, every year.
I don't play any of those games. Anything on that list or that one, but...
All right. Next up, best developer. Nintendo. Pretty self-explanatory.
Nintendo. It's true.
It's true, man.
It's hard to fucking shake that, man, because,
Steam won't be promoting Nintendo, so...
Bobby doesn't know about how he feels about Blizzard anymore. I don't know how I feel about Bethesda.
You know, Ubisoft used to be my favorite developer, and now I hate them.
Yeah.
I think Larian Studios is my favorite right now.
You go with Larian?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go with... I will go with... CG Projekt Red.
Okay, yeah.
Because that game looks awesome. Amazing. And
there's a lot of good things about them, but there's also a lot of negative press about them, too.
Really? CG? Like what?
Like what? Mm-hmm. I've never heard anything.
Neither have I.
I don't know. If you look hard enough, I guess there's a lot of disgruntled employees talking about the poor work environment, but it all sounds like...
Well, they're in Eastern Europe, dude. They have a job.
I don't know if like all their employees are from... Poland, though. Like, I think they've hired a lot of outside people.
Okay.
Dude, when I went to E3 and Divinity Original Sin before the HD version came out, I went into their area and there was like 3 people and they had a nice, I mean, for them, it was a nice, like, they had like stacks of hay and like they tried to make it look like a, and nobody was in there, right? And I went up to the artist and
heartbreaking.
He's in real time doing fucking Larian Studios art, right? Like drawing shit. And I was like, I just want you guys to know that you're one of our favorite. Like, we have a podcast, and you guys, I think we gave it Game of the Year that year. And the artist was so fucking appreciative. He's like, oh my God. He's like, thank you so much. And I was like, wow. Like, how is there not 50 people in here?
Yeah.
Like, it was
That's
crazy.
So cool.
I've been a big fan of them for many years before Original Sin came out. And if I would have saw that empty booth, I would have been so sad.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I'd be like, give me some pom-poms because I'm about to cheer for you right now.
In fact, I'll give you $20.
Suck your dick. I don't know why I got to pee so much. Fuck. I can't go. Let's go.
It's the day after the holiday. That's why.
So what do we agree on?
Best developer. You know, I always bring up this developer, Ace Studios.
Yeah, but when's the last time they did anything?
Dude. Been a while, but that's okay.
We're talking about 2018, though.
Ace Studios, let's see. Steam. I don't know. Can you... I think they're just called Ace, actually. No, God
damn it.
That's
not it.
All right. They've made games like Rock of Ages.
Oh, Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages 2. But all their games are just so different. I think they're in Brazil, too. But their games are not big hits. This is not like a big development team. But they're all very interesting in their own rights. They've made a couple other games that nobody's played that I found very interesting, like Xenoclash 1 and 2. And I'm trying to find... Let's see. Ace Team is the name of the developer. Okay. Rock of Ages 2, Xenoclash, Deadly Towers of Monsters. That was one Emilio and I both really enjoyed. I actually bought this game for somebody on my Steam's list and was like, dude, you got to play this game. This is my favorite game. It was like $4.50, and this guy hooks me up with games all the time. So I was just like, I wanted to, and I had asked him before, you ever played this game? And yeah. If you guys have ever seen, Ed Wood or Planet Nine from Outer Space, very much like that.
Just like really zany.
Yeah. Well, those movies are about like terrible movies. Like Planet Nine from Outer Space was for a long time called the worst movie made ever, of course, until The Room took that title. And it's this movie by this...
The Room.
Well, I thought that Planet Nine was a parody of bad movies, but it was actually just a movie.
Plan Nine from Outer Space.
What movie am I thinking of then? Okay, anyway.
Yeah, this is like an old movie that was really, really bad.
Okay.
Like, from back in the day. And Tim Burton made a movie about this movie called Ed Wood.
That's a big one.
From, I think, he made it in the 90s or so. Johnny Depp, of course.
Sorry.
Yeah. But it's, Ed Wood is basically like, the Deadly Tower of Monsters there. Abyss Odyssey was a fun game.
Abyss Odyssey?
No, Deadly Tower of Monsters.
No.
It's fantastic, dude.
Yeah, gotta play it.
You gotta play it.
It's their best one by far. And I really like Xenoclash 1 and 2. They were...
Click on that Xenoclash. I don't think I've seen it around.
It's
but
super weird.
Is it?
Very surreal.
Okay.
Takes place in this world where nothing makes sense.
It's fucking Fireball.
It's Fireball.
Oh.
What the fuck?
That's how we met, dude.
No, we met on Tinder shots.
It's true.
It was half Jameson, half Fireball. At least it wasn't like all sugar water.
Are we shooting it?
Oh, fuck me. All right, happy motherfucking New Year's. I'm drinking Fireball for y'all.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Fireball. Happy New Year, everybody.
Baby Jesus.
Ew.
Roberta loves it. She's like... Because it's new to her.
Oh, yeah.
Fireball?
Está tan calentito. It warms me up so much.
No, I've been freezing. If you're watching the live stream, I've been just hunched over, looking like...
Hands in her pockets.
Yeah. Oh. It's like full body PMS, like just freezing and miserable. So, now I'm drinking Fireball, so let's add to that misery meter.
It's because I threw up last night, and I think it was like burning all the... I don't know.
This is too big for me.
I've heard that throughout my life.
It's a two-in-oner.
That's called a double shot, Chief. You know that.
We don't serve double shots.
That's a scientific term. Oh, Bobby, you know, you were talking about the Diablo numbers when you have to start using scientific mythology to like shorten the things
mythology,
up.
Mythology, yes.
Yeah, not mythology.
scientific
mythology, that's an oxymoron. Anyway. In Mexico, I just noticed today, after 1 million, the apostrophe goes above, not below.
After 1 million?
After 1 million. So it. Okay. And then I was thinking, why do they do that? And then I was like, oh, it makes so much sense. Because when you start looking at millions, billions, like who's going to count all the numbers to know that you got it right? So you know to start your millions from the apostrophe at the top. I was like, oh. Smart.
Spanish has a lot of really cool shortcuts. It makes the language a lot easier.
Well, it's probably because the peso is so weak. You know, it's like a bajillion of those. You know,
yeah, it has a lot to do with it. And the question mark.
It's like counting sand
at the beginning of the after the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know how to say it as a question,
right?
Anyway, it's cool. Where are we at?
All right, we are at best environment. So best environment, all those chatty cutscenes, all those reminders that they need a health pack again. Let's face it, characters are overrated. As this winner illustrates, sometimes breathtaking scenery tells a better story than 1,000 big-mouthed heroes.
Subnautica's on the board here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that'll get my vote. Yeah. Subnautica. Beautiful game.
I'm sure that's going to win, but I'd have to say Tomb Raider because that's really the only game out of these that I've played. And I think Tomb Raider looks prettier than The Witcher.
Mm. I'll go with Far Cry 5. It's on the list. And there was a guy from Montana that said they nailed it. Like, it's exactly Montana.
Yeah.
That's my grandma's backyard.
Yep.
I would definitely vote Subnautica.
Cool.
Yeah.
Subnautica was just like, easy. Because you were on a foreign planet. It's not just being underwater. It's being underwater in space.
Bitches.
Wait, we are in space.
Everybody's in space.
Everybody's in space. Okay. Best alternate history. So those who cannot remember the past are doomed to repeat it. Those who remember it just fine but prefer to reinvent it are doomed to get this award for 2018's most entertaining tinkering with the history books.
You got to go with Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
So, okay. Clearly. Best alternate history, is it more or less a best sequel?
No, it's like retelling the history of the world in a different...
Not real history. Okay. So I say Wolfenstein because the Nazis won and they made a beautiful world. I mean, it's not even close here for me.
That's the world you want to live in.
Well, they made a beautiful world of showing that or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
The devs made a beautiful world, not the Nazis. Okay.
No, but I think that's a great premise. Like, what if the Nazis won? Like, that's the whole
Did you know there's a show about that now, Bobby?
Yeah, it's called Guy in the Tall Fortress.
Yeah. Man in the High Tower.
Okay. Yeah. That's hilarious. You got it. That's pretty much it.
Oh, I'm halfway through Westworld, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to catch up with
Bobby. So I didn't want to bring this up because you have a DVD player?
No, I have an external DVD player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't have one in my computer. Yeah, I was like, oh, shit. But I don't have one either.
Trying to stick it in the slots.
I don't have one either, but I have friends with DVD players. But, so.
No, at work, I've got literally a stack of like 15 of those external DVD players. So I always keep one in my backpack.
Gotcha.
When I had a PlayStation. Actually, I do have a DVD player. I have a PS4. A PS3 in my house and an Xbox.
For those who have been listening for a long time and imagine Bobby that carries a backpack full of tech. That's yes, that's exactly what he does.
Yeah.
Like, we'll be like, oh my God, we need an HDMI to a PSI Express. Mm-hmm. And he'll be like, oh, yeah, one of these?
Uh-huh. I'm pretty much the Asian kid from the Goonies.
Yeah. That's awesome. Can we go into Westworld?
Can you do a
Rubik's
Cube?
A Rubik's Cube?
Can you do a Rubik's Cube?
No, dude. No. I never...
Rubik's Cube?
If you look it up on YouTube, they tell you the way to solve those. I looked into it, but I never really bothered with those. No, didn't want to be the Rubik's guy.
Yeah.
my nephew was playing with one of those at Christmas, though, and I was like, I should have learned how to do that.
Yeah.
It'd be so impressive.
Right? Yeah.
My 10-year-old nephew is really good at solving it, too.
Yeah. I know really stupid magic tricks, and kids... Fucking, they call me the magic uncle because I know like four stupid ass tricks.
Oh,
like the behind the ear thing and stuff like that. Yeah, they blows their minds.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But they're stupid. They believe in Santa Claus.
Fucking idiots.
One time, this is like maybe 15-20 years ago. Uh-huh. I'm at a graduation party and for this girl who just graduated high school and her little brother, I mean, he's probably in middle school or something like that. And I'm like, oh yeah, kid, you want to see a magic trick? So I like pull something over and I'm like, all right, let me turn this keychain into a bird. I'm like, do, 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 and ta-da.
You flipped in the bird.
Flipped in the bird. I'm like, yeah, you get it, kid. He's like, and he loves it. He loves it so much. He runs over and runs in front of everyone. He's like, everybody, I'm going to do a magic trick.
Oh my God.
Oh, shit.
No.
I got to go. All right. Congratulations.
You're my hero.
My favorite magic trick is the floating fork where like you, I learned it from Penn and Teller, I think, where it's like, I'm going to like make this thing magically hover. Like you can't really see it.
Oh yeah.
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 Like, oh, how's it floating?
For half a second you had me. I was like, whoa. Yeah.
It's like the old removing the thumb.
Yeah.
Wait, so was this a student that you flipped off?
No,
dude. This was like 20 years ago or like 15 years ago. This was
is during the dark.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Where do we leave off?
He went from a ruiner of children to an educator.
Well, I just can't think of him like now. Yeah. Bobby doing something. Yeah, like, what the fuck? Yeah. Who is this guy?
We almost got into Westworld. Almost.
Oh, Bobby, do you like it?
Yeah, yeah, I'm enjoying it. Yeah, I'm like exactly halfway through the first season right now. So like, there's so many different storylines.
What was the last cool thing that happened?
Well, there was the orgy scene. You know, it's HBO. There's always got to be an orgy.
Oh, he's at the orgy scene. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
have you seen Game of Thrones, Bobby?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Well, up till season 3.
Do you like?
Five going into 6, I think.
What's his the main character's name?
It's so hard to tell who the main character. Are you talking about Jimmy Simpson?
The
two guys that go in together.
The guy from Always Sunny. I forgot
yeah,
his name.
Jimmy Simpson.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he plays one of the McPoyles. So yeah, that storyline, those two guys, like
I just put that together. Well, you put it together and I just realized it.
You never realized that was the McPoyle?
Like the wet that was twins, right?
Yeah. They'd always drink milk and walk around in their bathrobes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that storyline, interesting enough, is the only thing that is
always
like,
sunny, dude.
I mean, other than the whole Westworld theme park, like that's the only thing that really is the same in the original movie from the 70s. Like that's about two guys and one of them's like, you know, had already been there and he's like.
He reminds me of you.
Which one?
The McPoyle.
Oh, the McPoyle guy?
Yeah.
You don't want to say that to people.
Ew, I don't know about that.
They're always wet.
No, not McPoyle himself, but from Westworld. What's his name in the movie? Mm-hmm. I already forgot his name. I can't
remember. Yeah, I can't remember his name either. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, he's the guy there that we're all supposed to like, I guess he is the main character. We're supposed to identify with him. He's trying to figure himself out.
You do the same thing with TV shows? You're analyzing the whole time? Or is it more just with movies?
No, I mean, with TV shows, it's harder because there's just so much going on.
Yeah.
And like the arc of a story is like, it's basically like a 13-hour movie, like a season of HBO.
Yeah.
So it's a little more difficult. But what they do with this is really interesting. They just have so many, I wouldn't even call them subplots because they're part of the main storyline. And I assume they're all connected and they're all going to like kind of converge at some point. Mm. But I'm right in the middle. So everything is just so spread out. And of course, I like some of the storylines more than the others. But yeah, it's interesting.
That's cool.
You know what sucks is Roberta is a huge, she loves TV. She watches tons. She finished Netflix.
And, she's seen Bird Box 3 times
already.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And we can't get her to watch Game of Thrones because we can't find a way to get her in
HBO?
Spanish.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Netflix in Spanish, like they're legit.
Not Netflix. Oh.
They are, but yeah, exactly. That's on HBO Go or whatever, and they don't do translations, I guess.
Rough.
Dude, yeah, HBO Go is like a pain in the ass, though. That shit will always stop and buffer, and like there's no like real easy way to pick up where you left off on a show, and then they do like these little interludes where it's like, let's talk with the actors behind the scene. Like, I don't fucking care about that. I don't care about the recap either. Let's just keep going. Mm. So I don't like their online thing. I think that could use a lot of improvements, but they don't have subtitles on HBO Go?
Subtitles, yeah, but dubbed. We're looking for dubbed.
Oh, okay.
Because nobody wants subtitles, dude. Like, no, it takes away from the cinematic.
Yeah, you're looking in the wrong spot.
Maybe you can dub it.
Y luego, quiero coger mi hermana. That means I want to fuck my sister.
Don't you watch? You watch Netflix with subtitles all the time, right?
They're by default on all the time. I have to switch them off almost every time I watch.
Okay.
But yeah, until they start annoying me, I turn them off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right. Where do we leave off here? Best environment. Better with friends. So co-op game of 2018. What's it going to be? Dude, and these games
Deep
are
Rock Galactic.
Not...
What? Why is Danger Zone in there?
Yeah, these are not 2018 games. But yeah, I'd say Deep Rock. I can't think about it. Maybe Overcooked 2, but didn't.
It's just more of this game.
Smash Brothers.
Definitely.
Stop trying to throw Nintendo into the pool.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is a PC game of the year. This is game of the year.
All right.
Most fun with a machine.
That one. All right. Last one. Most fun with a machine. So this is talking about
vibrators,
game mechanics, and engineering. So
Factorio is older than. This year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Knows, all these games
man.
Are.
Okay. Who knows?
All right.
So, yeah, Rocket League for crying out loud.
So all it has to do is feature robotics?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
A machine?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. This is a stupid fucking category.
This is kind of a crazy category. This is Euro Truck Simulator, Rocket League, Nier Automata, Factorio.
I played Euro Truck Simulator on VR. It was fun, so I'll just go with that.
Wasn't Battletech on this one?
I can't stop peeing, guys.
Right?
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why is Battletech not on this? Yeah. Battletech, that's...
Which one?
Battletech.
Oh, yeah. The Battletech. I'll give it to Battletech.
Good call.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
fucking Rocket League is on here.
I don't know. I don't even want to vote for anything there.
Yeah, that their category sucks on that one. Right. Or their...
And, well, this is community nominated, correct?
Yeah, I mean, anyone can vote on Steam.
Yeah, it was community nominated. Like, these categories, not the categories, but these games were community nominated before they went on this list.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so these are the ones you have to choose from.
Mm-hmm. And Game of the Year for the Steam Awards, what does it say?
Game of the Year. So Steam is giving you the option between PUBG, Monster Hunter World, Kingdom Come Deliverance, Hitman 2, and Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
This sucks.
I don't think I played a single one of those games except for PUBG. Yeah.
I think they're decent.
Really?
I mean, they're not better than some of the console games.
I've heard really good things about Hitman 2.
So I think that's a decent list. Sometimes PUBG's on there.
The only game on this list I played is Monster Hunter. So
if
I guess
if
that.
If we're down to these ones, you'd pick Monster Hunter. Monster Hunter.
Definitely, man.
Mama Hunter.
So Game of the Year, Emilio, if you had to pick out of this list right here, which one would you pick?
First of all, does this list suck or is it good?
I think Battlegrounds
last year, yeah.
PUBG shouldn't even be on this list.
Out of this list, yeah, probably Monster Hunter. What a weird list, huh?
Mm-hmm. Right?
Weird.
I guess because PUBG officially released last year last year in January.
Yeah, we have this problem where we keep giving Game of the Year to things in early access. We gave it to Darkest Dungeon while it was still in early access, and we gave it to Battlegrounds.
But we don't really have hard set rules, do we?
Yeah.
No, but we should make a badge for their for Game of the Year, so that we could send
it
to them.
Send it to Nintendo.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about our Game of the Year. What are some contenders for the DL Gaming Game of the Year? The way I like to put it, because if we say like Game of the Year and we have like our official Game of the Year, I guess that's one way of doing it. But I'd rather just hear like out of all the games you guys played this year, like new games that came out this year, what was your most memorable or your favorite?
I have one, but I'm surprised that it counts for 2018 Game of the Year. And when you hear it, you'll be like, oh, yeah, totally, Chi, that's your Game of the Year. It's a dead horse that I'm beating, but my time at Porsche.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It was really exactly. It was released in January 2018, and it's the one game that kept me up until 8 a.m. multiple nights in a row.
You're right, because I feel like I've been hearing it for 8 years.
So my Game of the Year goes to My Time at Porsche. It was a gift from Newber, I believe.
Damn, you would have never played it.
I would have never have played it. And Jeez. It is, in my opinion,
everything you love about
farming simulators and Harvest Moon just repackaged into a beautiful workshop and 3D game. It's still very much in early access, but they've improved upon it a lot. And I can't wait to jump back in and start from the beginning when it's official release.
Okay, yeah. You're going to wait till official release. And then go.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right.
I think The Messenger for me, man. That's going to replace my favorite 2D platformer, replacing Volgar the Viking.
Dang.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's hardcore, man.
The Messenger is such an amazing game.
You really liked it.
And I was torn between that one and the other delivery guy.
Paperboy?
No. What's his name?
What's he delivering?
He's the bug with the ball.
Ori and the Blind Forest.
No.
Yuki's Island Adventure.
That's the one.
Oh.
Yeah. Because that's an awesome game, too. But this one just being like the battle mechanics in this one is what I really love about it.
All right.
And the sound. God, the sound was amazing in this game.
Yeah, you brought in sound clips and shit. Which nobody's ever done, ever.
Mm-hmm. Yoku's Island Adventure.
That's the one.
Island Express.
Island Express, yeah.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Island Express because he's a mailman.
Sounds like a smoothie shop.
Yeah, it looks like a smoothie shop.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Deep Rock Galactic. It really brought us together, and they approve every month. Yeah. And they stick to their update schedule for the most part. And, you know, everybody, like, if you have a play style, there's probably, there's only four, but there's something that you'll like there. If you're not good at shooting, go with the engineer because he auto shoots. You know what I mean? If you're good, if you're good at like getting places, you go with the driller. It's just like, I don't know. I love it. I think it's really, really great. That has nothing to do with us interviewing them, but thank you for that. That was awesome, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd probably have to go with Deep Rock Galactic, too. That's been a game that has continued to impress me. And, like, I go back to it, and it just gets better and better. Mm-hmm. And I really want to play it more, but it's just, I don't know. Every time you load up the game and you start getting into it, you're like, oh, shit, I'm going to be here a while.
So usually we have to discuss what's going to be the official DLG game of the year, but now it's 2-1. So are you guys, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're okay with it.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm actually more than okay with it. Yeah. Deep Rock Galactic was also one of my potential nominees.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
But I just went with My Time at Porsche because...
Yeah, because you're a crack addict.
Yeah, I got nothing. I mean, of course, it's a great game, and nobody else played The Messenger, so of course you guys are going to vote for that. Nobody else played My Time at Porsche, so
but
yeah,
it's good. I think it's important that we, that we talk, because like last year, our game of the year was PUBG, which, I didn't really play or care for, but the game that I brought up as my favorite game of the year was Thimbleweed Park, and, the fact that we all play different games and we all like different games and we all have these memorable experiences with different games, I think that's more important than like coming to a singular conclusion.
Yeah, maybe we should have a podcast. Oh.
You know, it's funny though, but with PUBG, it was almost last year's game of the year. It was very obvious. It was like a whole phenomenon. And I feel like we could be having that conversation with Fortnite right now. If one of us was a Fortnite player, easily they'd have a very debatable very strong debate considering Fortnite being in the game of the year.
That's what's interesting about the PC gaming podcast, a PC gamer podcast. There is one guy that actually plays it and he loves it. And like he talks about it every week because there's new shit every week. So I can get, I get it, kind of. But why don't nobody on our Discord plays it. None of us play it. Who's playing this game? Bunch of fucking kids, I guess.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself, kids. You're stupid. You believe in magic and Santa Claus.
All right. But yeah, Deep Rock Galactic, I'm happy with that. I mean, that game is in early access. So
congratulations.
I don't know if it's like, it's not in the, it wouldn't be nominated by any other news outlet or organization as Game of the Year because it's in early access. But, we don't really care about that.
Yep. This goes 3 years in a row that we do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Bobby, do you think you could put a badge together? We could send them. I think they would put it on their website or something.
What do you mean a badge?
You look at a game and it has all the accolades. We could be one of those accolades.
We could be one of those accolades. Yeah. I don't know if we have that credibility.
We pretend until it works.
Oh, boy. What would that badge look like?
All right. A dick, obviously.
All right. Well, I guess that wraps that up. Are we ready for some news?
Yeah. This is a long episode.
Yeah, it's an hour and a half so far.
All right.
Okay, first bit of news here. NVIDIA targeted with class action lawsuit over crypto cash.
So, crash? Crypto crash.
Crash.
Crypto cat. Crash.
Yes. Crypto cat.
Crash. I mean, same deal, right?
Yeah.
Crash, cash, because it did... Did it really crash? I feel like it just kind of slowly went down over time.
It crashed in January 13th, I think.
Yeah, real bad.
I mean, Bitcoin's at like, what, 3,500?
3,500 last time I checked, but it was at 19 when it crashed.
Why is somebody suing them?
Yeah, I read the article.
Okay.
I actually read an article. Imagine that.
With your eyes?
Yep. So it's on a bunch of outlets here. The one I'm pulling up is from Tom's Hardware, but they all say basically the same thing. So some investors were upset thinking that they were misled by NVIDIA saying that they wouldn't be affected by the crypto crash, and they're suing them for it. So I don't know what there is really to this story, but I know when crypto was like the thing that everybody was doing, it was kind of one of those arguments of, why don't these graphics card companies just make a bunch of cards and capitalize on that, which I guess they kind of did, but I don't know. There was always like, why is NVIDIA not, like, why do they want these to go to gamers instead of mining Bitcoin?
Well, I think China started making mining specific cards, and that took a lot of the sales out of NVIDIA as well. And then now that the value of crypto is so low, I think less people are mining it. So yeah. I don't know.
Well, I guess what happened here is they produced a lot of one card. I think it was the 1060.
Yeah, I've heard that there's warehouses full, but, you know, that's an exaggeration.
So they made like a ton of those, and that actually delayed the release of their next card and just caused all sorts of problems. Now they got an excess of this card and really no market to sell it to. So they haven't been doing well. I mean, the stock market hasn't been great in general right now, but NVIDIA is definitely suffering.
Yeah, I've been looking at it because I've been wanting to invest, even though I don't have money. They peaked at 264, and they're trading at 100 right now. So
yeah, wow.
Yeah. Great time to buy. I don't think they're going to. They're still the best. So it's going to go back up, I think. I would buy it if I had money.
2018 has just been a bad year for stocks in general.
Not Nintendo. That's like that's like my one answer for everything.
Yeah.
We're going to shoehorn Nintendo into this conversation.
Yeah. All right, next up, Jack Black launched a YouTube gaming channel, and he already has over 2 million subs.
He launched it last week.
With just a spoiler,
yeah,
right?
Just like a trailer, basically.
Yeah. Has he put one up yet?
He put up a video today, I believe, but I don't think it's anything else.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. Oh. He seems like he'd be pretty entertaining to watch playing video games. I wonder what kind of games he's going to play.
I've been impressed with this guy nonstop since I've known about him. Like, I forgot what the first thing I saw him was. No, I feel like it was a movie. And then I was like, and then I found out he could sing, and I was like, what?
Oh.
And then it just went on and on.
What was that movie called? Was it not The Pick of Destiny, right?
Yeah, that was his Tenacious D movie.
Yeah, it was a Tenacious D movie. But Tenacious D, they had like a DVD and an album like long before that. I don't know. That was the first thing I ever.
Definitely not School of Rock.
No.
That's what made him famous.
To the general public, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Nacho Libre?
Oh, no. He worked in a record store. High Fidelity.
Yeah.
That's the one. And I was like, oh, this guy's awesome.
Yeah. The first time I ever saw him, I think, was in this movie called Bong Water from 97.
Oh, my gosh.
It had, like, Luke Wilson and, like, all the usual suspects.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome. I've never heard of that.
It's not a good movie. The only reason I know about it is because a buddy of mine watched it, and there's this part in the movie where Jack Black does what he always does, and he's singing, and my buddy kept imitating this particular part of the song, so he'd always just be walking around, usually when we were high, he'd be like, rig-a-giga, a rig-a-giga. Like, all right, dude, what is that from?
Is it from Jesus Ranch? That little thing?
Maybe. It's like Jack Black walking through the forest making this sound, probably because it looks like he's playing.
He does that a lot in Tennessee.
I come upon a silver-striped mushroom and I fly la 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 la.
Nobody cares.
They're all just fucking high as shit.
This movie was not good, though. I don't want to give anyone the impression that they should go out and watch it.
17% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Smells of shit. Look at a fling, gling, gling, come upon.
He does that really well. He improvises and riffs.
He's like the scat man.
Scat man,
Yeah. Yeah, but hey, I wonder if this is going to be a trend with people. Like, just.
Sorry, no, that's gross.
I don't know if it's. It's probably easier than making movies, right?
Yeah. And do you think he was like. Do you think he was like, he's making how much money? I can do that. That's how that went out? Or has he really been a PC gamer this whole time and we know it?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, because...
I've listened to him on podcasts before, and he's talked about like playing Minecraft with his kid and stuff. And, you know, after... He was talking about how like he played it and he didn't really get it. And it's like, it must be a kid thing. But then after spending enough time with it, he finally started to understand it. So I imagine he plays games to some extent.
Who's the most famous streamer outside of streaming? Who's the most famous person that streams, I guess, let's say?
Deadmau5.
Yeah, probably.
See, for me,
he's kind of made a conversion into that.
Oh, it would be Demetrius Johnson, but you guys don't know who he is. He's a MMA fan. He's a champion.
Yeah.
He was the champion.
Yeah, I followed
him. Oh, yeah, and he was in Brutal Legend. That's a good point, Warlock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was the voice of, and that was a Double Fine game as well.
People say that's a really good game.
Mm-hmm. I've got to play that game. Yeah. Did you guys see that New Year's countdown with Ninja trying to get everybody to do the floss thing?
Oh, no.
Yeah, saw it on Reddit. I guess he was in New York, you know, they're doing the whole drop into the ball thing and, you know, they're trying to hype the crowd. So he's up there. Let's see. Ninja New Year's. Oh, what's that dance?
Floss.
Yeah. I think I saw him on Jimmy Kimmel or no, Jimmy Fallon.
Has anybody watched his stream?
I don't remember.
Ninja?
No. I've seen highlights.
I popped in and out.
Oh, nobody's fucking doing it. He's like in a crowd. He's like on a stage with 1,000 people at least.
Well, it's raining, dude. I think that really probably took the wind out of their sails.
That guy's going. That guy's doing it.
Everybody just standing there like, what the fuck off the stage,
the
dude?
The crowd is not feeling it.
Oh, well. Yeah, it's pouring rain. Nobody's going to do anything in that.
I don't know, man. They usually, it's almost always raining on New Year's, isn't it? And like that shit, that... Have you guys ever been to Times Square on New Year's Eve?
Not on New Year's Eve, dude. No way.
You've been there? Bobby?
I think one time.
You think?
I think one
Who
time.
Who are you, dude?
Well, when I was out of high school, my girlfriend went to college in Jersey, and we went to New York a lot. Like, I'd go out there to see her, and one time was for New Year's. And it, first of all, getting into that is a fucking nightmare. And like, the reason I say like kind of, sort of, is because I don't think we actually even made it to Times Square because we couldn't even get that far.
You're like a block away.
You're
or
like
something.
Shoulder to shoulder. People are fucking nuts, dude. These are New Yorkers. They're crazy. I think I dropped something down here. But yeah. Even though, yeah, I mean, even though it's raining, I would still expect those people to be kind of, I don't know, going with whatever's happening there, but apparently not. I wonder if they just didn't know it. Everyone's got to know what that thing is. They see all the kids doing it, or I don't know.
You talking about flossing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they just didn't know. That clip was shorter than the one that I saw. The one that I saw, they were, like, explaining how to do the dance move and what it is and stuff, so I don't know.
So you guys are wondering if we I don't know, or we bring up Shadow Master. He asks... Brutal Legend was a kick-ass, or says, Brutal Legend was a kick-ass game with legends of metal in that game. So, that's Shadow Master.
But it's $2.99 on Steam right now? What a deal.
$3.99
with the soundtrack.
Oh,
but I'm thinking what he's saying, like, were there famous artists in that game?
Uh-huh.
It seems like there would be.
We always have to think about what he's saying.
All right. Let's talk a little hardware here. So, Emilio, you got Loot Crate.
Yeah, I got it for Christmas.
Oh, cool.
And I'm going to do an unboxing.
No,
because I hadn't really looked at it.
You haven't even opened it yet?
Well, I did, and I just took a peek. So, in case you guys are wondering what you get, first thing, you get a Transformers Bumblebee box.
Yeah, a little cardboard thing that you
can... Oh, it cuts out.
Yeah, you can cut out.
And it makes you can make a little Volkswagen Beetle out of it. I got a t-shirt.
In the right size?
In the right size. I was surprised.
Nice.
Or maybe they just make it for fat people.
I have no idea what this reference is.
This is
D20?
Yeah. So it's
Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, yeah, it's a D&D, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, D&D. One of those things where you pop out the plastic things.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. Not the best material. I got a Fallout little figurine.
He's a Minesweeper?
He is a Minesweeper. I think this is maybe one of the perks that you can get in Fallout 76.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, it stands on this little stand. I also got a thing that said, it was Escape from New York.
Okay.
But it's not a comic book. It's just a piece of paper that says Escape from New York, but it looks like a comic book. It was kind of cool.
Like a comic book cover? Like poster?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like a poster. There is a...
Pins?
A beatbox? I don't know what this is.
Looks like some kind of pins.
Be entertaining while I open this.
Yeah. I think you opening it with your teeth is entertaining us.
Okay. It's a giant beatbox pin.
Is that what it is?
I don't think so. It can't be that, is it?
Yeah.
Well, let's see.
Oh,
they're bumblebee pins.
Bumblebee pins. Two bumblebee pins and one... Actually, that's pretty cool. It's Autobots.
You want to show it to the camera? Since we're
Autobots. Scavenge Loot Crate. This is probably their own stuff.
Yeah, this is just what they advertise. Promoting of, like, what they stuff. Could get.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And Yeah, more promotional stuff.
So did somebody give you a subscription to this?
Yeah, for 3 months.
Oh, cool.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's something at the bottom here. Oh, that's the one.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one I was talking about.
Okay.
So, kind of cool. I don't. What is it a month? Do you guys know?
10, I believe.
Oh, for 10, I think that's pretty cool.
10 or 15.
I thought this was like 30
it's
bucks.
Like, no, it's like 10 or 15.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's probably a discount for the amount of time.
Really, it was just worth this little guy right here. You would pay probably 10 bucks at Comic-Con for this.
For the Fallout figurine. Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, Fallout figurine. You're doing a really good job of like explaining for the audio listeners.
I try, man.
Let's put them up there somewhere.
All right.
Looking for mines.
Well, that's really cool. That's very thoughtful. Sam got that for you?
No, that was from... Sam got me this fucking thing. $300 watch, man. Oh. I was blown away. And the worst part is my gift hasn't shown up for her.
Like,
I think they got swamped for Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah, dude, my mail has been backed up. I've been expecting stuff.
Yeah.
It's not coming. Damn. All right. Time for listener questions. So,
all right, let's go.
We already handled that one about the Steam Awards. Mr. Punisher says, I heard a question in another podcast and would like to hear your guys' answer. What was the best video game themed Christmas present?
Theme.
Loot box.
What is the best video game?
Like the best one we've ever gotten. Or
then again, I've gotten games a lot. So Steam cards are probably the best thing.
Steam cards? Oh, gift cards.
Yeah, okay. Gift cards. Yeah, I mean, because you can pick your own.
Yeah, I feel like that's an easy. Yeah, let's try though.
Maybe something that's not directly
okay.
A
then
game.
Loot box.
Yeah, loot box works. Like something that's not directly.
Or maybe
a game
was there like a year where you got a game that was particularly memorable? I know like my. Probably the most memorable, like the thing that I was most excited about that I got for Christmas one year, aside from a Super Nintendo, I think the game that I was most excited for was Earthworm Jim. I got that one Christmas.
Game is awesome.
So fucking excited.
That's really man. Cool.
I try to tell people not to buy me something video game related that if they don't know video games.
Yeah.
Because I had a girlfriend last year. She gave me like these two video game themed t-shirts and it's like console games. I'm like, I don't play console.
Did you get around? Did you play Celeste?
Yeah, well, you stopped by, and I was drunk as shit playing it.
Oh, that's right.
I forgot to talk about it.
Yeah.
It was on highlights. I completely forgot about it.
Let's do it now, just in case you don't get back on.
Okay. All right, so go by the highlights. Yeah, started playing Celeste. That game is, it's really hard if you make it hard, because they have, like, optional, there's strawberries. Like, it's a 2D platformer, first of all, but there's, like, these optional strawberries that make the game much harder than it needs to be. The game itself is not...
Because you could probably just blow through it if you skip the strawberries.
You could
kind
of blow through.
Are these literal strawberries, or is this a term that I'm not aware of?
No. It's literal strawberries.
Strawberries, yeah.
Okay.
It's very close to... When I was watching you play, Super Meat Boy is what I heard right away.
Yeah.
Imagine Super Meat Boy with optional pickups just for extra points, I guess, or for kudos.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Because all it tells you is like, don't get strawberries if for any reason other than just to get them, because there's no, it won't do anything for you in this
but
game.
You were gonna get them.
I was trying. There was someone I was like, you know, fuck this shit, it's too hard.
Yeah, and you were drunk too, so that doesn't help. Yeah. Like, you were drunk.
I was drinking a lot of tequila.
Yeah.
By the end of that night I was pretty messed up. Yeah, but the mechanics are really cool. There's jumps and dashes. It's pretty much all you have, just jump and dash. And depending on what you dash into or dash through, that just kind of augments the type of dash you can do.
And there, I saw a lot of mechanics going on with the environment, too. Like, sometimes you would pick something up and it would give you a second dash
or something like that. Yeah, like in the air, you'll like hit a button and it gives you another dash while you're doing that.
Okay, so
you can chain dashes.
What makes this game fuck so amazing that everybody's fucking creaming their panties?
I don't know, honestly. I mean,
I've heard the story is very good, and you probably weren't paying attention to the story.
Shit about the story, dude. I think that's probably it.
Yeah, I think the story's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, but I think the Messenger has better gameplay mechanics than this. But a lot of
probably lacking on the story. Well, no, lacking the story compared to this, maybe.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's a pretty simple story in the Messenger. But I think that's what why this game got so much hype, is because people love the story. Because I mean,
and you weren't interested, even though you know that it's supposed to be good.
About a 2D platformer story.
Yeah, and generally 2D platformers aren't known for their stories. So,
are you a lady?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I think you're a girl in a dream. I think that's basically what the premise of this.
Well, there's the strawberry. It's got wings.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're hard to achieve. Hard to get.
Some strawberries have wings, and that means you can't, if to get that, once you dash, the strawberry will start to fly away. So those ones are a little harder to get, so you have to try to find a way to get there without a dash. Dashing.
Yeah. Dang. Hmm. Very challenging, huh?
Some of those strawberry puzzles are hard as fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's part of the challenge.
He was super frustrated. He kept going. He was on the verge of fucking quitting.
Well, there was one part where I was playing this, like a little mini game of this game. And I was probably in it for maybe a half hour. And I died 299 times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bobby, we came up with a term one time for these kind of games. The ones where you can restart instantly. Like this, Hotline Miami, mm-hmm. 10 Second Ninja.
Did we have a name for that?
I thought we brought with something up. Frustration games, I think, is what we came up with, or something close to that.
I don't know, because when I think of Hotline Miami or Super Meat Boy, I don't think like you dying over and over again is frustrating. They kind of do that just so you learn. Like you're supposed to die and try things mm-hmm. out and go as fast as you can and then hopefully get it right one time.
Well, I have a category in my Steam library that's has like games like this, and I just have that category, rage platformers.
There you go. Yeah. A lot of rage. I feel like it's rage worthy. Yeah, I'm glad. So Bobby, you didn't buy it for me, right?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
cool. So I got
20 bucks. Credit.
Yep.
Yeah.
So let me know.
Nice.
I'll let you know. Oh, Steam sale. So we're going on
till the 3rd,
till tomorrow, Wednesday.
Shit. You got to get it tonight.
Yeah. You got to let me know soon.
Okay. I'll pick something out.
Ends January 3rd, 10 a.m. Okay. All right. You got 2 days.
I'll text you right now.
That's right. Pacific time as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
All right, back to questions.
Well, can I answer the question? It's
oh yeah,
because you guys mostly answered with actual video games, and I have the question was, what was the best video game theme Christmas present?
Right.
I don't know mm-hmm. if he's asking what's the best video game theme Christmas present we received, or what is the best one. But I don't generally get video game themed stuff from people other than direct.
Like even for your brothers
themselves.
I would think your brothers would give you video game stuff.
Nah, they're not that creative with presents. But I love giving video game themed presents away. Mm-hmm. I am a big fan of course, like Redbubble and video game
except
themed
for
t-shirts.
When you're supposed to give us video game themed and you give a DVD instead.
Yeah, well, I know when it's not good enough, I get something that's going to be, you know. Like good. Hey, he's already halfway through. That's impressive.
That's true.
It's been 1 week.
It's a great show.
Yeah, it's been 1 week. So some of the best presents that I give away video game theme wise, I actually made homemade soaps that were video game themed. Mm. Like I took like little video game theme like toys and knickknacks and whatnot, and I would just like remold the soaps into like video game themed soaps.
Gee, I just had a like you just reminded me of something that I did. You know how my my memory's terrible. Uh-huh. When I was a kid, there was these slime. They were like gummy bears, uh-huh. and they were like snakes and like I don't know other things like scorpions, stuff like that. And you would pull it out and you would eat it, right?
Uh-huh.
So then I started melting wax and putting it in there and selling them at school. You just totally reminded me of that. That's pretty cool.
That's awful.
I totally forgot that
I
had
you
done
make
that.
Kids eat wax?
No.
They would just have it as a toy, like a little statue.
Oh, I see. Oh,
eat the fucking...
Sorry.
If I was just going to make them eat it, I wouldn't have molded it first.
And then another thing was this one time I dated someone from NorCal, and like we don't give plastic bags anymore, but back then, before that law was into place, where they gave away free plastic bags.
Oh, right.
So I got a video game. You can custom create your own grocery tote bags. And so I custom created a couple of Counter-Strike
totes. That's awesome. That's
and
a really
I really wanted to remake them for myself now that the law is in place where we can't have plastic grocery bags.
I think females in general are better gift givers. They like they're because they're more thoughtful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a cool. Yeah. But here's the thing. Like if you gave those to me, I don't shop. So I'd give them to Sam, and then she's at the store.
She'd be repping, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, hey, speaking of that, I got this bracelet. So it has my name on it, mm-hmm. and this is Player One. So it's cute, but I mean, it's kind of like it's thoughtful, but it's not really you know what I mean. Like it's not exactly.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit with It's like the how somebody who doesn't play games views a gamer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly, exactly.
And that's what I mean. Like, that's why I don't like
who gave you that?
A person.
Hmm.
Yeah, does she have the Player 2 bracelet?
Oh, she does. Huh? Do you have a girlfriend?
I don't know. Maybe.
It's probably that girl he was talking about.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's the Austin girl.
Yeah. Well,
good for you.
I'm the one that you were saying you're kind of downplaying her.
Yeah. Well, she's giving me a place to stay when I move, so, you know.
You're moving in with this woman?
Yeah.
We got to talk off the podcast.
Oh, it's not as bad as you think, but it is kind of what you think.
Yeah.
It's a little different, but yeah.
Are you all using right. her? I'm kind
of. Oh, but she's going to fuck his ass with her tongue, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's the big plus side of that.
God damn it. I forgot about that. Thanks for fucking digging that out of the grave. That image. Let's move on.
I don't think she's ever said let's move on.
I think I just saw Bobby shut down and reboot right now.
She's about to throw up.
Yeah. Here, Chi, snip this. It'll help. Campfire donut. Happy place. Yep. It's a campfire and a donut. All in one right there.
That candle smells horrendous.
Yeah, dude, I don't know what you like about that thing, dude. You passed it around. We're like, what?
It's pungent.
Where did it come from?
Someone at work gave it to me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes if the dog shits in here, I think it'd be good to have a scented candle.
She's taking Minnie away. This is bad. Wow. Scratch that. She's awesome.
Or Conius, man. Thanks, bro. Vote of confidence there.
All right, let's move on.
Next question. Cubic Zirconia asks, thoughts on Warframe? Went free to play recently on Steam.
It has always been, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's always been free to play.
Okay.
What happened recently was they went open world. That's what happened. That was...
Oh, it's open world.
Well, the newest expansion is, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so now you don't have to go into instances anymore. You can kind of jump around and do stuff. And I said it was enough to make me go back, but I haven't yet.
So,
but I will.
By the law of gaming, does that make this now the greatest game ever?
Because what?
Because every open world game is the greatest game ever.
Oh, yeah. No.
I don't know, man. This is a game that I know I could get into, but it just requires me getting over that initial hump.
This is your next Blizzard, Bobby.
Yeah, it could be.
It could be.
Wait, who makes this?
Tenno. This is the only game they make.
Okay.
Yeah.
Digital Extremes is what the...
Yeah, they've made one other game.
Tenno is the name of the character, like the name of the people in the game.
Oh,
just, like that's the type of people that they are. They're like robots, but I don't know. It's just a name for them.
I was impressed every time one of the lead devs goes on to PC Gamer. She's just dripping with enthusiasm for the game. Either she's a really good, oh man, you're on a fucking hoverboard too in the open world through a snowstorm. This is fucking dope, man. I got to play this game.
Yeah. I know people who just play this game constantly too. So I could see myself getting really into it, but those games can be a little daunting at first. Like if you're not ready for it and if you're hooked on some other game, then you don't want to start a game like this.
Bobby, after we escape from jail together, do you want to be cyber ninjas together for a little bit?
Yeah, maybe. I'll check it out.
You know, if you're playing that with me, we've been done already.
It's probably true.
No, I don't think so, man. I've been on lately. Sort of. No, you've been gone.
That's I've been gone, yeah. San Jose and then Mexico and, you know, stuff and stuff.
Yeah. Warframe.
Oh, no, there's grinding now. Grinding animals and hunting them. Okay, so the question was what?
Thoughts on Warframe.
I just went through it.
Yeah, I haven't been able to... I haven't played it enough to have any original thoughts on it, but a lot of people are playing it. Must be good.
I won't be playing it, though. That's all I got.
Okay.
There's two, like, mixed in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, this next question is pretty long. I don't know if it's even a question, maybe just a comment, but we'll read it anyway. Edmund Chuck says, I just laughed out loud when Bobby said, we had a chance to start a way out, Emilio and I. My question is this. Do you think it would have had a better effect on Minnie if Emilio would have slapped Minnie's new glasses off his face at the exact same time Bobby delivered the line? Whoa. Oh,
are we supposed to be laughing at this right now, Emilio?
He's so straight-faced.
Is that really funny to you, Emilio?
Yeah. Ouch.
Get a good laugh. The last time you could have laughed at me, motherfucker. I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm gone, bitch.
Oh.
I mean, you guys had a chance to play it. You could still play.
No, the fuck we didn't. He's like, hey, do you want to play? No, I don't got time right now. Okay, hey, Bobby, you want to play with me for the rest of the time we're playing this
game? That's typical Emilio protocol. He'll be like, hey, guys, let's play a game. Oh, wait, my internet's not working. Hey, guys, let's play a game. Hold on, my dog's barking. Hold on, guys, I got to pick. I got to take a piss. Half an hour later, he comes back. All right, are we playing or what? What's going on? Yeah.
Yep, that's me. Would it have? Well, Bobby, he wasn't here for me to slap him in the face, and I wouldn't ever slap him. I'm gonna miss him because he's the one. He's the only one that forces laughs when I fucking swing and a miss.
You know, I heard you say that last week when I was here. I force laugh, but I've never forced a laugh with you. They're all true.
Wow,
every one of them.
He's the only one who gets me.
I've never had to.
Bobby doesn't get humans.
All right. Jens asks, most anticipated game of 2019?
Anthem.
Anthem, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Are you, like, nervous about that becoming another?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it's going to be great.
Okay.
But I think it has potential of being great.
All right.
Yeah. Anthem already has my money.
You're into, huh? Oh, yeah, because you already paid for it.
Yeah.
Because you're on premium.
Yeah.
Really? No one's going to say Cyberpunk 2077.
No,
it's too far off. They're not even sure to 2019, right?
Yeah, they haven't said it's going to be 2019.
Yeah,
Piranha Plant for me, most anticipated.
Red Dead Redemption on PC.
Oh. It's between 2017 and 2021.
So 2 years ago,
industry insiders believe a 2019 release is most likely.
2 years ago or 2 years from now? Okay.
Yeah. So anywhere from -2 to 3 years.
Or 2 years. Piranha Plant is unacceptable.
I don't see why.
All right.
I'm definitely going with Cyberpunk 2077.
Piranha Plant is a new character in Smash Brothers. That's why.
Yeah, I can't think of any game that I'm looking forward to because like I have so many games that I'm playing that I'm loving absolutely right now.
Yeah,
I just started playing Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Good for you.
And I don't see anything right now that I
did your accounts link.
No.
Okay.
Between Switch and PC, yeah, they don't leave.
Did you talk about Dragon Ball FighterZ?
Nope.
There's no reason to. All right.
Chi, what about you? 2019 game.
I said Anthem.
Yeah.
Anthem. Oh, Anthem? You said Anthem too? Okay. Two votes for Anthem. Better be good.
Let's fast forward.
And you guys already get it with Origin Premier, right?
We talked about that too, Bobby.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Good job. I
just tuned out. Let's see. Kurt the Ape asks, what are the physical fitness requirements to enter basic training in the military?
I guess Minnie could speak about it.
That all depends on the branch. If you want to join the Army, if you're breathing without a respirator, you can go in.
Dang.
With the Navy, if you are able to walk for 3 minutes, you can get in. The Air Force, if you passed high school, you can get in. And the Marine Corps, you have to slay an Elder Dragon.
Oh, because you're military. Gotcha. I mean, you were
Marine. Still am a Marine, motherfucker.
Oh, sorry. I asked him, do you miss the whole brotherhood type thing that they put in? And he's like, yeah, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My question is, how many nuts do you need to join the military?
To join, too, but to get out, one.
Many pop the nut in the military.
It's the Thunderdome. 2 nuts enter, 1 nut leaves.
Yeah, the only requirement I know of in the Marine Corps or in the military.
Start calling your nutsack the fucking Thunderdome, dude. He just fucking...
Well, I already have a nickname, Boleto, from that like little ball cup game.
Oh,
that's,
yeah,
that's my nickname.
One ball in the cup?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thunderdome's way better.
Two girls, 1 nut.
But yeah, the only branch I know of is the Marine Corps, and you have to be able to do 3 pull-ups, I think like 50 crunches, and run 1.5 miles.
At the end of training?
No, that's before you go into boot camp. Then boot camp will like...
3 pull-ups?
What, as a woman?
Yeah, can you do it?
I don't think the females have to do it. They have like a flex arm hang, or at least they did when I go in. So you basically you have to hold yourself.
Yeah, women... Like physically, for some reason, women are just not inclined. Like pull-ups are very, very, very.
Yeah, upper
very,
body strength is
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, it's you guys have hard. Strong legs. That's why you're Chun-Li.
I guess.
Yeah, that's the only thing I know is Marine Corps.
Don't let me forget. I want to play this again.
Especially talking about Warframe.
Yeah. Warframe, yeah. It's on the, yeah. It's just playing on the screen.
I'll buy it for you. Thanks, buddy. All right, Warconia says, he links a video. CFO let go basically means the Blizzard financials are not meeting expectations. Beyond the Diablo mobile game, what do you think they'll do to start getting the real money coming in?
It's tough, man.
So if you, the video that he's linked is some news. Blizzard fired their CEO or their CFO, Chief Financial Officer.
So he was probably the guy who pushed all the stuff that got moves, right?
There's so much speculation going around.
Let's guess, Bobby. Would you say this just happened?
I don't know. I don't know if it all comes down to like one person. But yeah, I mean, it probably has to do with like such a poor...
except the way it was received.
No, not Diablo Immortal, mm-hmm. but like they've lost a lot of money in their stock. It's just, I don't know. Who knows what the reasons are? Some people are like, well, it's better for them to like fire them because then they get, or they don't, something to do with like a severance package or something like that. I don't know. I've read so many theories on this and what it means, and who really knows what it means. But
well, a lot of times they do it to satiate the investors. Like, it was definitely this guy, and so we got rid of him, and so don't worry, stock prices are going to go up again. Mm-hmm. What are they going to do? Who knows? They can do anything.
They're also saying that the guy moved to Netflix, like he got offered a job at Netflix.
Yeah.
So, to be their CFO, but I don't know. It doesn't even matter. But the question that he's asking is, what is Blizzard going to do to get the money coming in?
Who knows?
Whatever other game companies are trying to do, I mean, like, I think we're going to see a lot more. Obviously, the Diablo Immortal thing, the mobile platform, but I think they're going to have a new IP pretty soon.
And do you really?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I don't know how. Maybe they announce it at next BlizzCon. Maybe it's like a ways off, but they're definitely working on something new. Like,
how do you know?
It's just the talk of the town. Yeah, that's what everyone's saying. Okay. Yeah, but I imagine they're working on something new, and I think they're going to implement a lot of like what they've done in the past, games as a service. Some sort of loot box thing, some way to monetize like continually off something rather than just sell you like a one-time product off the shelf. But I don't know.
By the way, I hung out with Chad all weekend, and he was telling me how much he misses the podcast. And now that Minnie's leaving, no, he's not coming back.
Oh. She got real excited right now.
Yeah. Right? Oh, he's got no biceps now.
Really?
He hasn't been working out.
Well, Chad's coming into town, so it's okay.
So here's a thought. If Blizzard is working on a new game, what kind of game
would
we want to see from them?
I would want to see another World of Warcraft that isn't actually World of Warcraft.
Yeah, that's what Titan was supposed to be, and that didn't...
That turned into Overwatch.
Yeah, well, they used the assets for Overwatch.
Well, they saw that nobody was playing MMO. MMOs wasn't where the money was anymore, so they switched it to a shooter.
What genre have they not gotten that people really like right now? Battlegrounds?
Will they ever make a single player again? Probably not.
No.
Especially with those money people making decisions up there. So,
Yeah, and they haven't officially... They've all but a fit... Like, on, I don't know. Dude, I can't like talk today. But they haven't officially said they're working on Diablo 4, but it seems like everybody is saying, oh yeah, of course Diablo 4 is coming. But it's probably something like way, way down the line. But who knows what that would look like? Because that is technically single player co-op.
Yeah.
I don't know if they follow the trend. I just think going forward.
VR?
Fortnite.
VR, right? Yeah.
VR? Oh yeah, VR.
Yeah.
VR, yeah.
Battle Royale.
Yeah, but... I don't know. I think going forward, we're going to see a much different Blizzard. I think it's going to look a lot more like EA or Ubisoft or like all these other big companies. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Unfortunately.
I can't even imagine what their future looks like, but I just kind of see it homogenized with everything else that's going on.
Yep.
Disappointing.
Disappointing. You did bad, Blizzard.
I mean, they still do a lot of things, right?
We can blame that on Activision, though.
Yeah, probably. But it doesn't matter. It's all the same thing now, right?
Yeah. All right. What's everyone playing next week?
Man, more Smash Brothers.
I haven't been playing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we're recording again this Sunday, so just in a matter of, 5 days?
Yeah, 5 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll be definitely going to be playing Book of Demons.
Okay.
maybe some Warframe if I have time, but that's a short amount of time.
Yeah.
But my schedule will be normalizing again, so I'll have the evenings free, so maybe I can play with Bobby.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to finish a way out. Yeah. I'm going to be grinding some Diablo, and dude, there was a game I wanted to get into. What was it? I installed it and everything, and then I didn't.
A 90 shooter?
It might have been. It might have been.
Project Warlock?
Yeah, I might pick up
Project one of the Warlock. Seven that you picked up in December.
Yeah. Maybe I'll grab Mega Man. I don't know. But no, there was some game where I was like, I'm going to play this, and this would be a good one to stream. And
we'll see next week, I guess.
Maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I never stick to what I say I'm going to play.
Yeah.
I'll most likely play one of the random new games I installed. So Ring of Elysium, most likely.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I want to play that. Everybody's talking about it on our Discord. And people are saying it's good, so maybe we'll check that out.
Get my snowboarding itch in, because I got invited to go snowboarding, but I won't be able to. So might as well just do it at IG.
Nice. So that's everybody?
Yep.
All right. I don't think this is going to be Minnie's last episode. Speaking for Bobby, Chi, Minnie, Del Macho, and myself, just big fat titties. Bye.
Swag bag.
Yeah.